typical Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Burke's Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Burke's Construction Management.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit, Bank of America, and Deich Coatings. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we're here for you. We want to help you tackle your home improvement projects, your DIY dilemmas. If you want to hire a pro, we can give you some tips on how to do that, get the best price, and make sure your project gets done right the first time. And if you're planning a project for the end of the year or maybe next year, we'd love to walk you through it. You can help yourself first by reaching out to us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or posting your questions at moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, if your child's room is space challenged and you're thinking about making a change, we're going to share some tips to help you design a room that can grow as fast as they do.
And as long as there have been homes, there have been repairs, which of course can happen at the least convenient moment. So wouldn't it be nice if you can predict what's going to happen when? Well, you kind of can if you know your home's age. We're going to explain that in just a bit.
And as we move towards winter, are you looking to get everybody up and active on those not-so-sunny days? Well, adding a game room might be the answer you're searching for. We're going to tell you how to get this project started.
Hey, you guys, you need some help with a renovation, a repair, or a decor project? Well, we're here to help you create your best home ever. Plus, we have got a great product to give away today to one listener, especially if you've got a kitchen or bath countertop that's in need of an update. We've got up for grabs from Deich Coatings, the Spreadstone Countertop Finishing Kit, and it's worth $125 going out today.
It's going out to one listener that posts their question on MoneyPit.com or calls us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Leslie, let's get started. There's a lot of folks trying to get in some projects before the end of the year. So who's first?
All right, we've got Michelle on the line who wants to do a special bathroom for the kids. Tell us about the project.
Well, we want to update it, so we're going to paint. I've already got new linens, but because I have boys, young boys.
I have the same.
I'm wondering what kind of flooring we should put in there because of overspills from the tub.
Oh, you were very kind in mentioning that first.
Leslie, I don't know if it's possible to have a totally little boy-proof floor.
I don't know, something without grout lines that absorbs every scent of everything. I'm telling you, the boy bathroom issue is a problem. And, you know, it grosses me out every day. every darn day. So for bathroom floors, I mean, your first bet is obviously something that's, you know, waterproof or at least water resistant. So tile people tend to go to first, but there's also laminates or EVPs or water resistant sort of fabricated floorings that can look like a variety of things. Now, if you are going to go with a tile, please make sure it's glazed and not unglazed because that will just absorb everything and be an issue. And you also want to try, I know with grout lines on the floor, they tend to go wider with the sanded grout because of the floor. But if there's any way to avoid them being so wide or be sure to seal them immediately so that anything that spills on the floor, whether it comes from the tub or from the human children, does not get absorbed into the floor and cause an issue. I mean, it really depends on the look that you're going for. But the main thing we're looking at here is durability and cleanability.
Yes, those are my issues because right now we've got linoleum tile in the bathroom, and it just needs to be replaced.
You know, Michelle, I just recently got a chance to check out a new product from LL Flooring that's called Dervana, and it's a composite flooring. Now, I'd never seen a composite flooring product before, so I was interested. Now, this stuff is only about $4 a square foot. And I got to tell you, I'm really impressed with its durability. First of all, it's 100% waterproof. But this is what I do to test flooring. I did a little bit of work on the Money Pit test lab. First of all, I took a hammer and I swung it full force 5 or 6 times, and I couldn't dent the stuff. So that's good, right? Next, I took a piece of sandpaper, 120 grit. I put it on the bottom of my vibrating sander, and I tried to sand the finish. So if you can imagine years of dirt being ground into floors, I thought that was a pretty fair test, and it didn't take off the finish. Didn't even affect it one iota. And finally, I took a utility knife, brand new. I did a little video on this, and I showed me using it to cut sandpaper in one swipe. Then I must have swiped it across this floor about 20 times, and the scratches didn't show at all. So I was really impressed with this stuff, especially at the price and the fact that it's 100% waterproof. It's not out just at this moment, but it's coming out very soon. So you might want to take a look at that as an inexpensive flooring option for this bathroom.
Great. Do we just get it at, like, our local hardware stores?
No, it's an LL Flooring product, so you can go to llflooring.com or to one of the LL Flooring stores. They've got about 400 or so odd stores across the country.
I wish you good luck. I'd like to say it gets easier. I have a 13-year-old and an 8-year-old, and it's still terrible.
Thanks for your help. I appreciate it.
Randy in Missouri's on the line. Now, Randy, you've got some questions about a new metal roof. All right, what's going on over there?
Yeah, I had a metal roof put on. A few years ago, my wife and I decided to go with the metal roof.
Okay.
The contractors came, and the first thing he wanted to do is take out the two hurly birds on top of my roof.
Okay.
Does that sound, do you know what that, I guess you know what that means?
I know what it is, yeah. It's a vent, and it was the right thing to do.
He covers up the two holes with the hurly birds, and now I have nothing. There's no ventilation to the top at all. My two outside vents.
Yep.
That were there when I built the house. Is that safe or is that?
So you're talking about the gable vents at the ends of the building?
Right. Yes.
That's what you have now. Yeah. So look, first of all, I will tell you that what you're calling that whirly bird, that vent that like spins on top of the roof, is the least efficient, least effective vent you could have possibly have had. So I wouldn't think twice about covering those up, period. Because they really just don't do that much. Now, if your attic is really hot in the summer and really cold in the winter, you know, it might be that you need additional venting. Now that you have a metal roof, I would have told you to put in a ridge vent down the peak of that roof, but the fact that you don't have one now is not kind of a deal breaker. Just make sure that if you don't have it, that you add this, and that's soffit vents at the overhang, where the roof overhangs the exterior wall, because you want to let air in low and then exhaust it out high.
I think I do have some of that soffit has holes in it.
Yep, holes in it, yes.
But the insulation runs right up to it.
Right, so the solution there, Randy, is something called an insulation baffle. It's kind of like a cardboard sleeve or a foam sleeve, and it's designed to be pressed underneath the roof sheathing right up against that exterior wall frame. So it sort of pushes the insulation down, squishes it on purpose right where those vents are, and this way the ventilation can get past that insulation and work its way up into the roof. Because the air that blows across, the wind blows across your house, and it blows in those soffit vents, and it will go up into that attic space and exit at those gable vents that you have on the end. So I don't think you lost any efficiency. taking out those whirlybird vents, I only suggest that you install these baffles to make sure that your soffit vents have the access that they need to do the job.
Okay. Well, that answered my questions.
All right. Good luck with that project.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Reach out with your DIY questions to us at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and Angie connects you with top home improvement pros who can help with projects big and small. Check out Angie.com to start your next home project today.
And just ahead, is your child's room ready for a redo? Is it feeling a bit space challenged? Well, we're going to share some tips to help you design a room that can grow as fast as they do next.
You live in a money pit.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone, but did you know that you can transform surfaces all around your home with real stone? With Deich Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Deich Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And you can do it yourself. Get Deich Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's and start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti from the Money Pit Home Improvement Podcast and Radio Show with tips on new products for fall home improvements.
Avoid the hassles of stripped screws with Tankbond Liquid Grip from DAP. When screws start to strip, adding just a single drop to the screw head delivers 7 times more grip instantly.
LL Flooring's Duravana Hybrid Resilient is a new category of flooring that's waterproof, durable, and extremely scratch and dent resistant. Plus, it's eco-friendly, looks like real hardwood, and is an easy DIY project to install.
Get your outdoor spaces ready for winter with battery-powered tools from Green Machine. The 16-inch chainsaw features a high-efficiency brushless motor, up to 45 minutes of runtime, and an auto-tensioning knob for optimal chain performance.
Upgrade your home heating system before winter with energy-efficient HVAC systems from LG. New LG Red technology delivers remarkable energy efficiency and comfort in even the coldest climates.
For more, follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. A single strip of Total Tape can hold up to 14 pounds. It's moisture-resistant, mesh-reinforced, and perfect for hundreds of projects, indoors and out. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
Hey, listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill. Call the Window Replacement Hotline right now and take advantage of their special savings event. Get your leaky, drafty windows replaced with energy-efficient, beautiful, virtually maintenance-free windows at this year's rock-bottom prices. Our prices are so low, we don't want to scare the competition. The only way to hear about our window savings is to call. Yes, you must call our special toll-free number for the best window replacement prices in town. Get your new windows, patio doors, and more from the Window Replacement Hotline. Get ready for the change in weather. Save on your energy bill. Call right now for tremendous prices on new windows and beautify your home. Call the Window Replacement Hotline now.
800-337-2346. 800-337-2346. 800-337-2346. That's 800-337-2346.
Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
You can download the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast and listen to us whenever you'd like.
Well, one project that can really change the look of a kitchen is replacing your countertop. But while replacing the top can be an expensive project, refinishing it is not. And it can be easily accomplished with a kit made for just exactly this project, and we're giving it away today.
I love this product. It's called the Spreadstone Countertop Finishing Kit from Deich Coatings. You might be thinking, why is it called Spreadstone? Because it's got real stone in it. I mean, really, it has stone in it. When you feel this product, it weighs a ton in the can compared to, like, you know, paint or something like that. But when you're applying this solution, which contains real stone, you get beauty and lasting performance. You get heat resistance and water repellency. It's available in 11 different colors. The retail value is $125. You can find out more at DeichCoatings.com. It's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. But, hey, do you want to do a quick redo of your countertop before the holidays? This can be done in a weekend, and we're giving it away on today's show. So call us right now with your home improvement questions at 888-MONEYPIT or post them at MONEYPIT.com. That Spreadstone Countertop Finishing Kit is going out to one listener drawn at random.
Now we've got Eden in Arizona on the line who's got a question about a garbage disposal. What's going on?
My question is that every time we turn on the garbage disposal, the sink that is next to the sink that has the disposal in it has all this yucky stuff come up through the drain up into that sink. And we had a guy come out to adjust the garbage disposal for a different reason, and I hoped somehow that would fix it, but it's still doing it. So basically, I turn on the garbage disposal, and everything that's in the garbage disposal goes into the other sink. So it's really gross.
So if your garbage disposal, if you have a double sink and the disposal is backing up into the other sink, that means that main drain line is somehow obstructed and the water is trying to get down there, but it just can't. And because it can't, the only place it has to go is back into your sink. And because the drain on that side is the path of least resistance, it's going to bubble up there and bring all of that gunk that the garbage disposal ground up. So this is a situation where you're going to have to clear that drain. Now, it is a little trickier when you have a double sink because you have to block one sink so that your air, so that when you actually use a plunger, it doesn't just try to, like, push air out that side. So you block, say, the disposal side, and you could put, like, a rubber jar opener or something like that across that sink and hold it in place while you plunge the other side to see if we can get that pipe moving. Now, if that's not enough to clear it, at that point, you'll need to have a drain cleaning service come in. But if it's properly cleared, it should not be backing up into the opposite sink. It's just a simple matter of fixing a clogged drain.
Well, if you've got kids, you know that their stuff seems to multiply when we're all asleep. I mean, I have no idea how Charlie's room goes from being, like, perfectly organized and spacious to just jam-packed in an instant. I feel like I blink my eyes and it's crowded again. So if you're finding that your kid's room is space-challenged, you know, tripping over those Legos, dealing with lost puzzle pieces, does it sound familiar? Because I feel like I'm just telling you all about what goes on in my house. Well, we've got a few easy decor tips that are going to help you design a room for your kids that can grow as fast as they do. First of all, you've got to plan a space for your kids that's going to grow with your child. And that includes everything from what color you paint to the accessory colors. You want to make sure that all of that is going to serve as a long-term backdrop because their tastes are going to change. Their interests are going to change. You want to make sure you invest in furniture pieces and storage solutions that are going to be useful to you over a long haul, not just for, like, oh, this works for now, and then they're completely outgrown it. So you want these pieces to grow with the kid.
Yeah, and, you know, when you're thinking about smart storage, maybe look for furniture that has storage space in it, right? Because it gives you the option to hide all their stuff and also frees up some flooring space for activity zones in the room design. If you make that storage flexible, you get a lot more out of it.
Yeah, and now not everybody's room has a closet, but if your kid's room does have a closet, you've got to think about the space in there and find the way to best use that storage spot. So look at it. What kind of things are you hanging in there? Are you not hanging anything at all? Do you need more drawers? Do you need more shelves? Customize your closet to work with how you want to organize things. That can be anything from bi-level clothing rods, shelves, some sort of organization system that comes from an organizing store that's going to give you a multiple use of things, shelves, drawers, hanging pieces. Whatever it is, you've got to look for the best way to utilize that space for your needs. And then you really have to be on the lookout for underused spaces, like under the bed. You know, you can find sliding bins that are perfect for a space like that, and you can store toys, shoes, all kinds of stuff. I mean, I just got Charlie a bed that has the dressers built into the bed, and it has two sort of sliding out pieces that become a desk. So it's a great multifunctional piece that cleared up a whole extra spot in his very tiny, tiny room that now he can actually hang out in there and play and not feel super crowded.
Absolutely. I still have a sore spot in my foot, I think, from when I stepped on Legos when my kids were little. I mean, I stepped on one once that was at the perfect spot, like just in front of your heel, where I feel like it got embedded in my foot. And even talking about it I can feel the pain.
You know that after dark, the Legos turn into baby razors. That's just what happens. You step on them, and I don't even know how they hurt so badly, but they do, and it's not like that in the daytime.
Hey, for more tips, check out Create a Kids Room That Will Grow With Your Child. We've got a great post on MoneyPit.com.
Ken in Illinois is online with a question about a light switch. It seems like some sort of mysterious light switch that works, doesn't work. What's going on?
I have a light switch that's controlled in two locations, but it seems like unless they're the exact right up or down spot, it doesn't work. It's like one controls the other one. Just wondering how I can fix that.
Ken, you have a three-way switch that's not correctly wired. That's your problem there. That's why you have to have it one of these switches in one position, because that's providing power to the circuit, and then that's why it doesn't automatically turn on or off depending on which switch you're at. So you need to have this wiring evaluated and repaired by an electrician. That's what's going on here. It's not a bad switch. It's just that it's wired incorrectly because it's not behaving properly for a three-way switch.
Heading over to Delaware, where Rosalind is on the line about a marble question. What's going on?
Yes, I'm Gary. I'm Rosalind's husband.
Oh, hi, Gary.
Hi, yes. Gary. How can we help you?
Yes, we have a question. We bought a marble table, and we didn't know that it needed to be sealed. How do we go about doing that?
Gary, are you calling because you've stained it, and now you're sort of stuck and want to, like, work backwards, or you're just preemptively doing some work?
We had stained it. We got the stain out, but we didn't know that it needed to be sealed.
And is it a new marble table, or is it sort of like an older piece that's maybe lost its surface finish over time?
No, it's new.
Brand new. So now, there's a couple of different kinds. You may have a honed piece of marble, which doesn't have any polish on it at all, and it's meant to sort of have that, like, chalky, unfinished look to it. And then there's a, you know, a more high-polished finish that looks like it has a glaze to it where it's, like, shiny. Now, there's a couple of different ways to achieve that. There are professional products that you can get at your local, you know, a place where you might get granite or marble countertops, and they have a sealant. Sometimes it's better if they do it. I know when you have marble or granite countertops, they should be reapplying that glaze every 3 to 5 years. If it's a lighter color, it should be more often. But with a piece like that, you might be able to just get away with some marble polish, which will give you a shine and give you a bit of a more protective surface on there. But there really doesn't seem to be a homeowner type of glaze that you can get to apply, because it is truly like a mixed different bunch of parts that are meant to be applied, you know, very systematically, very carefully.
Okay, so now I can get that at a local home goods store or something like that?
Yeah, I would definitely get a marble polish and, you know, follow the directions and apply that, you know, exactly the way you're told. And that'll give you a nice sheen on it and make it much more durable. If you want something that's much more shiny and really meant to coat and protect the surface, I would head on over to, you know, a local vendor near you that does marble and granite countertops and ask them for a product. They might have something that's DIY, or they might be willing to take the piece and coat it for you. You know, since it's a small table, it shouldn't be much of a charge.
I see. Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
All right, thank you.
I love that Rosalind's putting up her husband, Gary, to make the call.
Get on the phone, Gary!
She's like, talk to these people because you're going to have to fix this.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit, which is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and you can tackle home projects big and small at Angie.com. Coming up, the need for a major home repair can be a surprise. But if you know the age of your house, you might be able to predict future repairs. We're going to explain next.
You live in a body pit.
Mm-hmm.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless
pets. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is part of Operation Holiday Salute, honoring our veterans and the men and women who are currently on active duty for their courage, bravery, and sacrifice. North Valley Distributing at 530-222-1500 wants to thank the brave men and women who have taken an oath and have proudly served or are currently serving our country and the American people. North Valley Distributing, part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Reading Kia would like to take this moment to thank our veterans and those currently enlisted in the military for their service. Since 2006, Reading Kia has set out to be the premier automobile dealership in the North State. There's always a military incentive rebate on all new 2022 Kias at Reading Kia. Test drive the 2022 Kia Sorento today. Reading Kia, home of the 20-year, 200,000 limited-mile powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com. Fabulous fall specials going on now at High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, also in Roseville and Petaluma. High Noble Safe Company has fireproof and waterproof safes. Protect your guns, cash and valuables, heirlooms and collectibles, and important documents. With delivery, moving and repair service available in Reading, Roseville and Petaluma, call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050 or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Fall sometimes brings us smoke and ash. This is one of those years, and the health of you and your car is very important. At Premier Oil Change, our 30-point certified service will not only check the fluids in your vehicle, but will make sure to reach the areas that ash, soot, and smoke contacts, like your engine's air filter. We also check your in-cabin air filter to help the quality of air that your family breathes. This is all part of our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Services require no appointment. Wait in the comfort of your own car with free Wi-Fi and beverage. Don't forget about Premier Oil Change Rewards Program. You earn points for every dollar you spend. Add to that, free fluid top-offs. Now that's service. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com. Located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Simple Solutions Live. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, don't you guys hate it when you're smack dab in the middle of a project and you get stuck? Well, that's when you call us, because getting you unstuck is exactly what we do. Post your questions to MoneyPit.com or call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
We've got Ann in Texas on the line with a question about a countertop. Tell us what's going on.
I wondered if my countertop, if I could, they have a leather look to them, and I would like to have them smoothed down. Is that something that can be done since they're already installed, or do I have to change them out?
Ann, I mean, if this is a leathered look granite, which is, you know, a very specific finish to give it that sort of rippled texture. I mean, I don't think it actually looks like leather. It just looks like it has, you know, a very matte sheen and a lot of texture to it. I don't think you can smooth that down at all, especially if it's installed. I mean, this is something that would have to go through extensive machinery to be smoothed and resurfaced completely, right, Tom?
It'd probably be cheaper to replace it completely than it would be to smooth out what you have.
Yeah.
I mean, if it turns out that it's not granite, you just have like a leather pattern to say a laminate, there are great countertop finishing kits out there that use real stone. Like there's one called Spread Stone, which is a countertop kit that when you apply it, it takes about a week and it gives you a good looking top. It's heat resistant. It's water resistant. But again, you can only use it on a laminate. If this is granite and it has that textured rough pattern, then no, you cannot definitely smooth it out. So, wish we had better news for you, but that's the situation, Ann. Good luck with that project.
Well, as long as there have been homes, there have been home repairs. I mean, they kind of go hand in hand. You build something, it looks great, and then eventually something breaks that you need to fix. But if you know the age of your home, problems common to homes built in that exact era can sometimes be avoided.
Yeah, because at least you'll know what to expect. I mean, after spending 20 years as a home inspector, I got pretty good at knowing what might be wrong with the house before I even walked in the door. And it wasn't because I had some sort of mystic abilities. It's just because I've seen the same problems in the same houses of the same age time and time again.
Don't let him fool you. He's the psychic home improver. It's very, very true. No, but seriously, he's right. If you know how old a house is, you can really determine what could go wrong and when. So here's a few tricks to determine the age of your house, along with some of the most common repairs for that age of home. So first of all, you've got to research the records. The first step really is compiling a house history. You want to identify the era in which the structure was built. You can look at the architectural style of your house. That may give you some clues. Victorian homes were popular from, say, 1830 to about 1910. Cape Cods, they really started popping up in the 30s and 40s, and ranches were more popular in the 50s and 60s. So that could kind of give you an idea of the age range of your home. Then you also want to try and research some public records. Now, you can visit your local building department, the tax assessor, or even the registrar of deeds office. Find the deed, look at the map, see if you can get plot plans, building permit history. All of that could fill you in on a piece of the history of your home, and it kind of gives you a sense of what was done when and what could go wrong when.
Now, my favorite way to date houses is just by looking at how they're built, and especially with regard to their mechanical systems. So, for example, if you've got old wiring, the old knob and tube wiring, hopefully it's no longer active, but the old wiring will still be in the house. That means that it was probably built between, say, 1900 and 1940, and that goes for steel plumbing pipes as well. And if you've still got them, believe me, you know it, because you got lousy water pressure and a major leak can happen at any time. And then if you look at the sort of the wall construction, plaster lath walls or vermiculite insulation, those were common between like 1940 and 60. And of course, who can forget those beautiful avocado appliances of the 60s and the 70s? I call that decorating's dark era. They, again, give you a sense as to when the place was built.
I'm telling you, we looked at a house that was built in the late 50s, and if you could have tolerated that avocado green bathroom, there truly was nothing wrong with it other than the fact that it was all this wonderful shade of green. I mean, it's interesting.
Yeah, and on top of that, they're made so darn well, right?
Exactly.
I mean, you got really solid walls, solid floors. It's just the color's awful.
I know. It's like it's well taken care of and it functions, but boy, is it ugly. So, Tom, when you're looking at a house or you're even just trying to determine what's going on with your own home, is there anything ever that's kind of, you know, for lack of a better word, date stamped so you can kind of figure out what the actual age is, or at least of that part?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, this is, in fact, kind of a home inspector's trick of the trade. Plumbing fixtures, like toilets and sinks, they often have the date they were manufactured stamped somewhere. So if you take off the lid of a toilet and turn it upside down, you'll very often may see the full date in a month, day, and year. Or you might see a letter followed by, like, two digits. So it could be, like, N73, which means it was basically manufactured in 1973. And since manufacturers don't make more than they can sell, that's a pretty good indication of when that house was built, you know, within a year or two of that date. And then electric panels also often have inspection stickers on them, so you can look at that. And then appliance serial numbers. Some of those are coded with the date, too, especially when it comes to air conditioning systems. They almost always have a two-digit part of that is the year that it was built. So there are some tricky ways to find that, and we've got some info on that on MoneyPit.com. So just look for a post that's called Home Repairs by Age of House.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. We're here to help you with your home improvement and your decor questions at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and now is a great time to book your next home project. Get started at Angie.com. Up next, as we move toward winter, are you looking to get everybody up and active on those not-so-sunny days? Well, adding a game room might be the answer you've been searching for. We're going to tell you how to get started after this.
Live in a body pit. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck, so you ordered the essentials. A power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill.
And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member.
Which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone. But did you know you can transform all surfaces around your home with real stone? With Dice Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Dice Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And you can do it yourself. Get Dice Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's, and start planning your next project today at DiceCoatings.com. Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. A single strip of Total Tape can hold up to 14 pounds. It's moisture-resistant, mesh-reinforced, and perfect for hundreds of projects indoors and out. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
The Money Pit is presented by Dice Coatings. Dice Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's DeichCoatings.com.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And you can listen when you want when you follow the Money Pit podcast. You're going to get new episodes every Monday and Thursday just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure. Subscribe at MoneyPit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
You know, this time of year, folks are really rushing to finish up their kitchen renovations before the next holiday hits. And one project that can really change the look of a kitchen if you don't have time to do the whole thing is just by replacing the countertop. But replacing the top can be expensive. However, refinishing the top, not so much. It's a project you can knock out in a weekend with a kit made just for that purpose that we're giving away on today's show.
That's right. Up for grabs is the Spreadstone Countertop Finishing Kit from Deich Coatings. Now, this is a kit that puts real, actual stone onto your countertops. You're not just refinishing. I mean, you are totally refreshing this countertop. You can find it in 11 different colors, this kit. It's heat resistant, it's water repellent, and it's an easy DIY project that you can get done in a weekend. You cannot beat that. It's $125, but of course, it's going out to one very lucky listener for free.
It's available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and the Deich Coating website at DeichCoatings.com. That Spreadstone Countertop Finishing Kit is going out to one listener drawn at random. Make that you. Call us now at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your question to MoneyPit.com.
Got Larry on the line who's got a question about some wallpaper that won't stay put. Tell us what's going on.
I've got an old house, 200 years old, and it's got the plaster walls with a cloth wallpaper that was put on about 30 years ago.
Oh, boy.
And now it's kind of coming off in places, but it's still real intact. I wonder if I can just stick it back on with some kind of an adhesive.
So is it coming out at the seams?
Right, yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So there's a tool called a seam roller, and there's a type of adhesive called seam adhesive, wallpaper seam adhesive. It's not very expensive. And
okay.
What you need to do is you need to apply that seam adhesive. You can use a really small brush, like a painter's brush. Try to get it on the back side of those loose sections. And then with the roller, which is kind of like a small rolling pin, about 2 inches wide, you roll over it, and that presses it down, spreads the adhesive, and helps seal those edges down. Now, if you do this and it works, you're good to go. If it doesn't work, it might be that there's too much debris on that wall, and it's just never going to stick, and you may have to say goodbye to that, I hate to tell you, 30-year-old wallpaper, but let's think of it this way. It served your home well, okay?
It's been good. Thank you very much.
Well, as we move toward winter, are you looking for ways to get everybody up and active on those not-so-lovely days? You know, adding a basement game room could really be the answer that you're searching for, and it's easier than you think with three simple steps.
That's right. Step one, you want to address any moisture or dampness issues that you may have in that basement. It doesn't mean you need to finish the basement, but adding a space heater or dehumidifier might be all you need to help make your guests feel comfortable. And then think about adding some extra electrical outlets for lamps, for speakers, for guest phones, chargers, a great addition to any basement game room. And you can even add a mini fridge so you don't have to go far to pick up a little snack or a drink. This way you skip that extra trip up and down the stairs.
Yes, but word of advice for a mom of boys here, make sure you put some garbages around those places because, boy, do they love to make a big fat mess in their new kick butt game room. So garbages are key.
That's not what the floor is for?
Oh, yes, it's the biggest garbage of all, Tom.
Right.
Of course. Of course you would know that. But you know what, guys? You can make that space super fun. I mean, my kids used to be afraid to go into the basement, but we made some simple changes, and now it's like their favorite place to hang. I did a lot of those marquee lights. You know, it looks like a theatrical light on the sort of board when you see it on the street, and it's all their letter of their names and lights. I just did a big H and a big C. We picked a fun color. I let them do one fun color on a wall. We picked out a lot of great things that really made it fun for them for gaming. And you know what? Around the holiday season, you can find those old-timey, like, arcade-style games that have, like, all the games that we grew up with in the 80s and 90s, you know, for the kids to come and play now. And they're not terribly expensive, so it makes a great holiday gift. The more fun you put down there, the more they will want to go down and stay out of your hair, which really is the goal on a not-so-nice day, right?
Absolutely.
Jenna in South Carolina's got a question about covering a patio. Tell us about your project.
I want to build a patio cover. I want to know if I should come out from the soffit. The people I've talked to that are going to maybe be building it want to come off the house, go underneath the soffit, and come out that way. there's a corner where it's perpendicular. I guess the soffits are going to be perpendicular. So the roof line's also perpendicular, if that's the correct word I'm using. So I just want to know if I should come or could come off the soffit, or do I need to come back and go against the house?
So, Janet, I think this kind of project, you have to be very careful about how you build it, because I've seen more built poorly than built correctly. The idea of attaching it underneath your soffit is basically the first sign that it was kind of an amateurish project, because normally you wouldn't attach a roof under a soffit like that. But I'll tell you what you would attach under that, and that would be a removable awning. You know, there are really nice awnings today that can extend out 10 or more feet that are mounted on the wall, exterior wall, and, you know, with a touch of a remote control, extend out and cover that whole dining area, the patio, really effectively. And I think that is much more likely to give you enjoyment, have less maintenance hassles, and improve the value of your house than trying to put together any kind of a roof structure over that. If the option is just to make a patio cover, I think that's probably a much more attractive way to go and probably less expensive. What do you think, Leslie?
I mean, I think an awning for certain is far more customizable. You can have it come in, come out, depending on the weather. You can pick an interesting fabric that's going to work nicely with the house. I mean, truly, awnings are lovely and really do, you know, a wonderful job of just updating the facade of a home. So I feel like that's a better way to go for sure. Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit, which is presented by Angie. You can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects, upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. So download the app today. Just ahead, are you doing some painting this fall? Well, one listener wants to know, how exactly do you determine the number of coats needed for a paint project? We're going to answer that question and more when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
All of us at Crown Motors want to take this opportunity to thank our veterans, active duty, and first responders for their service to our country and community. We also wish to express our appreciation to the families of these heroes who also have sacrificed to keep our nation and our community safe. Have a wonderful holiday season, and remember that everything you do is so appreciated by your neighbors, community, and the people at Crown Motors of Reading.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 14.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Call me, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168, and I will get you results. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need somebody fighting for you. When you call Gorman Law, you're going to speak with me, not a paralegal, because the last thing you should be worried about is whether or not your attorney is working for you. There's no cost until your case is settled. Consultations are free and confidential. Call today, 530-262-2168. That's 530-262-2168.
This holiday season, begin a whole new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Reading Garden of Lights, taking place November 19th through December 31st at Turtle Bay's Locano Botanical Gardens by the Sundial Bridge in Reading, California. Explore 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Reading Garden of Lights, November 19th through December 31st, presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on your home improvement projects, your DIY dilemmas. You can call us at 888-MONEYPIT or post your questions to moneypit.com.
Peter sent us in a fantastic question that has just yielded more questions from me, I believe. But let me tell you this. Peter writes, I would like to modernize and remodel my Hawaiian kitchen at a reasonable cost. Any ideas for a budget tropical makeover? So first I want to know, does Peter live in Hawaii and he's just talking about his regular kitchen, but he calls it a Hawaiian kitchen?
Yeah.
Is he in a cold, super cold spot and wants to make it tropical and vacation-y? I got a lot more questions, Peter.
Maybe he lives, like, in Alaska, where we have lots of listeners, but just kind of wants to have that tropical feeling all year long.
I mean, truly, like, this Hawaiian decor theme is a thing. So, Peter, if you're into this, we're game and we can play. So if you're looking for a budget makeover, you know, there's a couple of things that you can do. And having no clue what your kitchen currently looks like, just because we just got a little note from you, you know, maybe your kitchen cabinets, is there like a, are they shaker style? Is there an inset panel or somewhere that you can add like a woven bamboo mat or something that feels like woven leaves or even like a woven caning, something that has that like tropical islandy made feeling that you can put inset in there. You know, that's kind of fun. You can even go ahead and paint that inset area kind of like a sunsetty tropical color, like a peach or a nice goldeny yellow. I mean, it depends on what that, you know, raffia or grass cloth or whatever it is looks like. Just you have a little hint of that peeking through. You can add in a ton of greenery like monstera leaves and elephant ears. Instantly, I feel like when you see those big oversized green leaves, it makes me feel like I'm on vacation. So just adding some of that could help. Changing the paint color could help. Adding in a different backsplash if that's, you know, you're so inclined to do so by choosing a different color or a different style tile. You can also, if you've got a large wall space, why not find like a beautiful photograph and have it printed really large or have it printed as a wall covering that's repositionable? You can do so much to bring an actual image of whether it's a sunset with a silhouette of a palm tree or somebody surfing or, you know, something that says to you, tropical Hawaiian, and just add it to that space. I mean, send us pics and we can give you way more specific ideas too.
All right. Mark wants to know how many coats of paint are required for a proper paint job doing any renovation.
Enough to get the job done.
Really, I'm thinking it really depends on what you're painting, right? Because if you're trying to go over dark walls, well, then you need to use a bright primer. And if you're trying to put a different color on, then you're going to want to dye or tint that primer. And the number of coats is also relevant to the quality of the paint. If you buy cheap paint, you're going to need more coats because there's a definite difference in the amount of colorant, usually called titanium dioxide. Of course, they leave that off the label because nobody knows what the heck it is, that's in there that really gives you that sort of opacity. So the answer is it depends on a lot of things. It depends on what you're covering and the quality of the paint. But generally speaking, I'm going to say primer plus two coats. What do you think?
I think that seems fair. I mean, I always allot for two coats. I don't always prime. You're right, depending on the color of the wall and the condition of the wall. Sometimes you for sure need it, and sometimes you can get away without. Like if I'm going from one light shade of gray to another light shade of gray, I kind of go without it. But I think two coats is fair. Just make sure you look at it at different times of the day, allow time for those coats to dry in between, and you'll end up with a fantastic paint job that's going to last a long time.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on a beautiful fall weekend. If you've got home improvement questions, remember you can reach out to us 24/7 by posting your questions at moneypit.com. But for today, that's all the time we have. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Greetings to my fellow veterans. This is Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of Veterans Affairs for the state of California. I'm a Korean vet, and it's my honor to serve in the U.S. Army as a new immigrant to this great country. Thank you for your service. It will not be forgotten. It should be remembered that freedom is not free. It has been secured by brave sacrifice that all members of our military and their families have given since the beginning of a great, wonderful nation. Thank you for your service.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Arizona health officials are urging residents to take precautions as data emerges that coronavirus cases are on the rise.
On Saturday, Arizona reported over 5,100 confirmed cases of coronavirus for the second day in a row, and over 50 deaths for the third straight day. During October and early November, most daily case reports ranged between 2 and 4,000. Hospitalizations are also rising, with over 2,400 virus patients in beds as of Friday. Arizona Health Department Assistant Director Jessica Rigler said in a Friday blog post, "We can't say exactly why this increase is happening, even before the holiday season." Rigler writes that mitigation is especially important at holiday gatherings where multiple generations get together. I'm Jennifer King.
Officials are investigating an oil sheen spotted today near last month's crude pipeline leak off the Southern California coast. Coast Guard says the sheen's about 70 by 30, and it's dispatched pollution responders, aircrafts, and boats to investigate. The oil sheen, located in the same area where a massive oil spill was confirmed last month off the coast of Orange County. America's top defense official vowing to prevent Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon and counter its use of suicide drones.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's comments in Bahrain at the annual Manama dialogue appeared aimed at reassuring America's Gulf Arab allies as the Biden administration tries to revive the nuclear deal, which limited Iran's enrichment of uranium in exchange for the lifting of economic sanctions.
The United States remains committed to preventing Iran from gaining a nuclear weapon. And we remain committed to a diplomatic outcome of the nuclear issue. But if Iran isn't willing to engage seriously, then we will look at all the options necessary to keep the United States secure.
I'm Julie Walker.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
To Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
12 people are due to stand trial in Paris over the $10 million robbery of jewelry from Kim Kardashian West back in 2016.
West was tied up at gunpoint and locked in a bathroom after armed robbers forced their way into her Paris apartment. After 5 years of investigation, the case has been sent to trial. Although no trial date has been set, the 12 suspects face a range of charges related to the theft. West was physically unharmed but psychologically shaken. The alleged mastermind wrote an apology letter to West from his prison cell, admitting he regretted his actions and that he realized the psychological harm he had caused. I'm Karen Chamas.
Pakistan's media regulating authority Friday again lifted a ban on TikTok, this time after 4 months, after assurances from the popular Chinese video sharing service it would control the spread of indecent content. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. If anybody has a good idea how to put nuclear fission power plant on the moon, the government wants to hear about
NASA and the nation's top federal nuclear research lab Friday put out a request for proposals for a fission surface power system. NASA is collaborating with the U.S. Department of Energy's Idaho National Laboratory to establish a sun-independent power source for missions to the moon by the end of the decade. NASA says providing a reliable high-power system on the moon is a vital next step in human space exploration, and achieving it is within our grasp. Patrick Frost reporting.
Authorities say former NFL running back Zach Stacy has been arrested after the mother of his child showed detectives video of him attacking her at her Central Florida home. Stacy was arrested Thursday evening at the Orlando International Airport after arriving on a flight from Nashville on an aggravated battery warrant. More on these stories, townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Berks Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Berks Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Berks Construction Management.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Fall savings are underway at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street in downtown Reading. Maximize your car wash savings with car washes starting at only $9. A clean car is essential to the value and even safety of a vehicle. And at Quick and Clean Car Wash, they have a variety of car wash packages to choose from. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit, Bank of America, and Deich Coatings. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Are you busy as a beaver right now? I mean, it's the holiday season. What, Thanksgiving is like next week right now? And so if you are trying to finish up your home prep for maybe having a few relatives over this weekend, it's kind of nice because we couldn't do that last year, right? I mean, it was harder. So now we're starting to enjoy our family gatherings, which is totally awesome. So maybe you got a couple of fix-ups you like to get done. Maybe you got a project that you're dreaming about for next year when the weather turns a bit warmer. The bottom line is that we are here to help you create your best home ever. So if you have a project you want to get done, if you need help solving a problem, if you've got a decorating dilemma, a DIY dilemma, you just don't know which end of the hammer to hold dilemma, we are here to help. A couple of ways to get in touch with us. You can call us at 888-MONEYPIT 24/7, or you can post your questions to moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, it is the most wonderful time of year for new kitchens. A lot of folks are taking on the project now, and if it's on your to-do list, we're going to tell you how to choose cabinets that'll step up the space and not blow the budget in today's smart spending tip.
And also ahead, winter's on its way, and snow, well, that's coming too. That's why now, before the snow comes, is the time to get your snowblower ready for the winter season. If you need a refresher on how to do that, or maybe you're ready for an upgrade, Consumer Reports has got you covered. We're going to find out which snowblowers are best when Home and Appliances reporter Paul Hope joins us.
Are you afraid that anything you buy will be ruined by your well-meaning dog or cat? Well, we're going to have tips to help you get the best of both worlds just ahead.
But first, we want to help you create your best home ever, from bathrooms to basements and demolition to decor. We're your coach, we're your counselor, we're your cheerleader for all of those projects, big and small.
So call us right now with your home improvement questions, your decor questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or post your questions to moneypit.com. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Tom in New Jersey is on the line and has a question about return on investments when it comes to projects. And it's not you, Tom. We actually have a Tom. What's going on?
I hear you talking about return on investment when it comes to renovations. And, for example, if you say a big bathroom has a 50% return on investment for a renovation, I assume that means that if you sell your home, you're going to get back 50% of what you put into that extra on that bathroom. In other words, different than like in the world of finance, where if someone says you're getting a 50% return on investment, you would get back the full capital that you put up front plus another 50%. So I don't know, is the definition different when talking about renovation budgets?
That's a really excellent question, Tom. And yeah, what it means is kind of how you first described it. In other words, if we say that a bathroom gives you a 50% return on your investment, actually it's higher, but let's say for argument's sake, it's 50%. That means if you sell your home, and if you sell your home within a pretty short period of time, by the way, and the National Association of Realtors started this cost versus value survey idea a while ago with Remodeling Magazine. And that's kind of how they determined. They said, well, you know, if I put $10,000 into a bathroom and then I sell my house in a year, I will technically be able to charge $5,000 more than if I hadn't put the 10 grand in. So that's what they mean by return on investment when it comes to remodeling. But generally speaking, we have these numbers so that they could be compared relatively to each other. In other words, sometimes people think that every dime they put into a house is going to give them a good ROI. But I have sad news, Leslie. The man caves, they don't really give you much of an ROI. The bathrooms, yeah, definitely.
But they bring happiness. Doesn't that matter for something?
I think so. I think it definitely does.
Cindy in Florida, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
We bought our house 2 years ago, and one of the options was to have the epoxy floor. And what we got was a plain gray epoxy. And okay. Now we notice the other houses that are all being built around us, they have a gray epoxy floor, but they have those little speckle confettis on top.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we want to know, we want to redo our epoxy to have that little confetti sprinkled on. Do we have to strip the old epoxy off completely, or can we just put a new epoxy over it?
No, I think you could put a second layer on it as long as that old epoxy is adhered well. If it looks like it's tough finish and sticking well, then I think you could add another coat of epoxy on top of it. Some folks put multiple coats of that base epoxy, and some folks put a clear coat on top of of what they have. So no, you can put another layer on. I would try to find out what product it was so that you're using the same product. That would give you a better chance of not having any adhesion issues.
Oh, that makes a difference, the same product. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
I didn't even think of that. Thank you very much.
Okay, Cindy, good luck with that project, and thanks for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Now we're going to head over to Nebraska. James is on the line with us and has some questions about insulation. What's going on at your Money Pit?
Hey, just curious. I've done some reading. Some of that spray foam, there's some fumes apparently possibly coming off some of that. Do you know what's out there and what that can cause and some of the problems they're having with that?
I know of one case that was, I believe, in Canada where there was potentially some material that was improperly mixed, but it certainly is not a widespread situation. I personally have isonine spray foam insulation in my crawl spaces, in my basement, and in my attic and across my kitchen roof, and I am very, very happy with it. It's been very effective for us. So I personally would say you could use a name brand insulation like that without fear of any type of off-gassing. I don't think it's a concern whatsoever.
Okay, I guess that was my only concern because it looks like it's a really good way to go, but after, you know, seeing a little bit of that, I was a little hesitant, so
Yeah. I mean, if you deal with a good contractor with a good reputation and a good product like Isonine, I think you'll be fine. I actually have photos of the project on MoneyPit.com. If you search for the Money Pit insulation guide, you'll see photos of the Isonine going down, going into the spaces. And we had a really complicated house. We had flat roof sections where the roof structure was open up for the outside and sprayed down across the ceiling and then closed in. We had a traditional attic, and then we also had an attic that over the kitchen that was not accessible. So in that case, the plywood was taken off from the outside, and once again, we sprayed down across the kitchen and then re-roofed the place. So it was kind of an interesting project, but we saw huge differences pretty much right away after the product had dried.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much. Thanks for taking my question, too.
You're welcome, James. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. What are you working on? You need some help with a project? Well, we're taking your calls now at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and now is a great time to book your next home project. Get started at Angie.com.
And just ahead, if a kitchen reno is on your wish list, we're going to share smart ways to cook up a new space without blowing the budget in today's Smart Spending Tip, presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card, next.
You live in a body pit.
Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. A single strip of Total Tape can hold up to 14 pounds. It's moisture-resistant, mesh-reinforced, and perfect for hundreds of projects, indoors and out. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone, but did you know that you can transform surfaces all around your home with real stone? With Deich Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Deich Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance, and you can do it yourself. Get Deich Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's, and start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com.
Hey, listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill. Call the Window Replacement Hotline right now and take advantage of their special savings event. Get your leaky, drafty windows replaced with energy-efficient, beautiful, virtually maintenance-free windows at this year's rock-bottom prices. Our prices are so low, we don't want to scare the competition. The only way to hear about our window savings is to call. Yes, you must call our special toll-free number for the best window replacement prices in town. Get your new windows, patio doors, and more from the Window Replacement Hotline. Get ready for the change in weather. Save on your energy bill. Call right now for tremendous prices on new windows and beautify your home. Call the Window Replacement Hotline now.
800-337-2346. 800-337-2346. 800-337-2346. That's 800-337-2346.
Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey, guys, listen when you want to The Money Pit when you follow us, The Money Pit Podcast. You're going to get new episodes every Monday and Thursday, which is just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure.
Follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Loretta, you've got The Money Pit. How can we help you today?
We're in the process of building a beach house, and we have a crawl space, no basement, because of, the water level there. Basements are not allowed. Everything we've looked up and, just trying to find out what flooring to put in, we were hoping for 90% of the floor to be hardwood floor, but everybody's telling us no, we can't do hardwood. So we've been looking around and we've seen different types, laminate, vinyl, and have read so many mixed things about it that we just were undecided of what to do now.
Okay. So if you're thinking solid hardwood, I would agree. There is, however, a type of hardwood called engineered hardwood that is much more dimensionally stable and can work very successfully in damp locations. Engineered hardwood is, if you can think of the way plywood is made, where you have different layers of wood that are glued together at opposing angles, but the top surface is what you see. That's kind of what engineered hardwood is in terms of how it's made. There are different layers that are glued together at 90 degrees, and when you see the finished board, the top of it, that is all that you see when it's all down, is the hardwood, and the rest of it basically is the part that gives it this sort of structural rigidity in different conditions. So you definitely could use an engineered hardwood. But that said, sure, there are lots of great laminate products, and also the new type of product that looks like pretty much laminate or can look like hardwood is called EVP, which stands for engineered vinyl plank. I just put a beautiful EVP floor down in my mom's kitchen for her. So I wanted a floor that was going to take the traffic and handle the moisture and the spills and that sort of stuff and the chair scuffs. And man, it looked great. It looks like an antique-y kind of an old wood floor. And the whole thing's made out of vinyl, but I'm telling you, nobody can tell when they walk in this kitchen and look down at it. Vinyl's the last thing you would guess because they've done such a great job now with how these products are made and the colors that they put in and the textures that they put in. It looks just like, the real thing, which in our case was an old wood floor.
Mm-hmm. And it's definitely good with, humidity and...
Well, it's vinyl. You could use it underwater and have no effect.
Okay. Right.
So I would take a look at those products, and I think you'll find something that is going to work well for you.
Okay. How about price-wise?
The EVP is going to probably be less expensive than the engineered hardwood, but it's not terribly expensive either way.
All right. We'll take a look at it.
All right, Loretta. Good luck with that house. Let us know how you make out.
Well, kitchen renovations are a popular project this time of year, and new cabinets can really be the most expensive part of that job. And boy, can they get expensive fast. But if you understand your options, you can get that kitchen done for a lot less than you ever imagined. We lay out the possibilities in today's smart spending tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
All right. First, if you're planning to replace the cabinets, there are three levels of cabinet customization to consider. The least expensive is stock cabinetry. It's basically mass produced, and today you'll find them at home centers and other retailers, and they're not easily modified. That said, manufacturers do offer a pretty wide variety, and stock cabinetry can be a perfect solution that saves a lot of money. One source that we love for stock cabinets is IKEA, because instead of messing around with leveling and shimming to install them straight, I love the fact that they provide a bar that's mounted on the wall, and then you just hang the cabinets on the bar. It's brilliant. And believe me, that's coming from a guy who has installed hundreds of kitchens. That was one of the jobs I had college summers. We would do 3 kitchens a day in new construction because we were paid by the kitchen, and we got pretty fast, but it was tough.
I mean, my goodness, that is definitely a huge helper outer there with that upper cabinet help. Now, next option is semi-custom cabinets. Now, that's the middle ground between those stock and those custom options, and this variety is going to allow you for some slight modifications, not major modifications. I'm talking about height, width, depth, and this is all at the time of production. And there's a wider array of associated moldings and trims and finishes that are available. And of course, the more stuff you're doing, that price is going to go up accordingly. And then finally, we're talking about custom cabinets. Now, These would be created especially for you and for your kitchen, with pricing determined by the complexity of the design and the materials that you're using. Now, if you demand fine craftsmanship or significant customization for your space, then custom cabinets really are the way to go. But remember, they're going to be the most expensive option out there. I mean, they're gorgeous, but they're very budget heavy, I should say.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you're not going to save any money. Now, in terms of popularity, light-colored cabinets with a mix of open shelves and glass-fronted doors are going to provide both that visual depth that opens up the space, and they're super popular right now. So just keep in mind also that small changes in hardware, like new handles or drawer pulls, they can make a big difference in the overall look of a kitchen. And painting cabinets, totally the in thing to do right now, because there's so many natural wood surfaces out there, or stained wood surfaces that are old. Painting them is really popular. Those solid color cabinets are really the thing now. So if you paint them, the kitchen will no longer look very dated, and you will be good to go at a fraction of the cost of replacing it.
Oh, my goodness. We painted the cabinets, and I cannot tell you. The room feels bigger. It feels brighter. It feels happier. I mean, it's not brand spanking new, but boy, does it look fantastic. That's today's Smart Spending Tip, presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
All right, we're headed over to South Carolina now. We've got Dennis on the line. Hey, Dennis, what are you working on?
I bought a house in Illinois, a house that was built in 1845. It's got 2 foot thick, you know, walls. And it's layered stone.
Okay.
My question to you is, what type of mortar would you recommend to put in that, in this old stone home? So that, because, I mean, over the years, people have tried to put some mortar in some of the mortar that's fallen out in the cracks.
Right.
But
right.
It's all different colors. It looks goofy. I really like to make it uniform. And what mix of sand and mortar would you recommend?
Well, usually for exterior and above grade walls, you use a type of mortar called an N. N is Nancy, an N mortar mix. It has a medium sort of compressive strength, and it's made of one part of Portland cement, one part lime, and 6 parts of sand. It's pretty easy to work with. And you can also buy pre-made mortar mix from Quikrete, for example. They sell a type N mortar mix, and they sell it in different colors. I think gray is the base color. So you might want to take a look at that. But I think what you're looking for is type N mortar for stone walls. Good luck with that project. That sounds really fun. I'm sure it's a beautiful home. We appreciate you calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Brenda in Michigan, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Yes, hi. We were just wondering, we have a basement that we'd like to remodel, and the only problem is that right now it currently has a glued-on carpet, it has paneling in the walls, and we had a termite problem. So we want to know, what would you put for, once we gut everything all out, because the termite problem's been corrected, what kind of walling material could you use that would be anti-termite, anti-mold resistant, and moisture, and it's against a black basement? What would you recommend?
So first of all, what you would do is you would frame the wall out away from the block wall. You don't want to attach anything directly to the block wall, because you need to have sort of an airspace between the wall and the concrete block so that it can breathe. If there's moisture that gets in the wall, it can evaporate. In terms of what kinds of materials you use, you're going to use either steel framing, or you're going to use a pressure-treated sill plate. That's the bottom piece of wood, the bottom 2x4, and then typical traditional 2x4s on top of that. In terms of the wall covering, there's a type of drywall called Den's Armor, which is like fiberglass face as opposed to paper face. And that's a good option for a basement, because this way that paper face can't feed a mold problem. In terms of the termites, if the home is properly treated, you shouldn't have to worry about those. It's not like you need to worry about building a termite-proof basement down there. The termite-proofing is the application of the right pesticides that keeps them at bay. Typically today, they use a type of pesticide that's called an undetectable pesticide. It goes in the soil at the foundation perimeter. As the termites pass through that, as they go to the nest, they pick it up and spread it to the rest of the insects in the nest, kind of like germ warfare, and that wipes out the whole colony. And those treatments are effective for 10 years plus. So if it was done, you shouldn't have to worry about that. Just concentrate now on the best materials for finishing that basement.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and Angie connects you with top home improvement pros who can help you with your projects, big and small. Check out Angie.com to start your next home project today.
And just ahead, are you ready for the first winter storm? Well, a good snowblower can help make sure you are. We'll find out which ones are best straight from the experts at Consumer Reports after this.
888 Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickRete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Call me, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168, and I will get you results. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need somebody fighting for you. When you call Gorman Law, you're going to speak with me, not a paralegal, because the last thing you should be worried about is whether or not your attorney is working for you. There is no cost until your case is settled. Consultations are free and confidential. Call today, 530-262-2168. That's 530-262-2168.
Hi, I'm Janet McCarn, one of the owners of Orchard Nutrition Center. We are proud to be joining KCNR in sending holiday greetings and wishes to all our veterans and those currently serving our country, and to their families waiting at home. It is a huge sacrifice they make for our country, and Orchard Nutrition Center is proud to honor our veterans every day with a 10% in-store discount. Sending warm wishes from the Orchard Nutrition Center family to all our veterans today and all year long. Thank you for your service.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
December 4th, join us as we send packages to the troops all over the world for the holidays. Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. From 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday the 4th, join us for our annual packages for the troops at the VFW Hall on Center Street in Anderson. $10 adults, $8 students with student ID. Children 12 and under free. Admission covers costs for lunch and partial shipping for a box. And hey, if you have leftover Halloween candy, donate it and we'll put it in the packages. You can drop off donations between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. Fridays at the museum offices, 2110 North Street in Anderson, or bring it to the event December 4th. Again, this year I want to remind you, Homeward Bound is providing Thanksgiving and Christmas meals for military families in need during the holidays. You can donate canned goods, hams or turkeys, or gift cards. Again, drop off of the donation is every Friday between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. at the museum offices on North Street. For more information, call Rob Burrows at 530-510-8210. And thank you for your support.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, winter's almost here and the snow is sure to follow. That's why now, before that first major snowstorm hits, now is the time to get your snowblower ready for the winter.
If you need a refresher on how to do that, or you're in the market for an upgrade, Paul Hope, home and appliances reporter for Consumer Reports, joins us now with tips to help. Welcome, Paul.
Thank you.
You guys must start really early testing these things. It must be hard to think snow, and when do you work on them, like in the middle of summer?
It's a tight turnaround for us because obviously we want to get all the newest models each year into test, but they're not always available. So we usually scramble to buy them sometime in September and October.
Ah.
One of the things we actually do to work around it is we do most of our testing with wet sawdust, a very specific mixture we use to mimic really heavy, dense snow. And that's something that allows us to test, you know, even before the first snowfall.
I wondered what you were using. I know that manufacturers, like toilet manufacturers, have something they call testing medium. They used to see how well
that's a polite
it
way to
flushes.
Say it. Sawdust might be another way to say that.
So now, you know, we're just getting ready to be in the winter season. What do you recommend? I mean, do I just spend an hour checking out the snowblower and making sure everything's kind of intact? What's the best approach?
Sure. So, I mean, you know, what you have to do with your snowblower at the start of the season is going to depend a lot on what you did at the end of last season. So, ideally, you should drain the gas at the end of each season from the snowblower or store the battery, typically indoors if you've got a battery blower. If you didn't, the first thing you probably want to do is drain the old gasoline out of the snowblower, because unless you mix that gas with fuel stabilizer, chances are pretty good it's gone bad since you last used it. That said, you know, the next thing you really want to do is just start the thing up and make sure it runs. It's super important to do that, obviously, before the first snowstorm, because that's just about the worst time to learn that that your snowblower won't start. And, of course, everyone else running into that problem is going to be flooding all the local repair shops. So you're going to be at the end of a long queue to get your snowblower repaired if you can't get it started, you know, after the first snowstorm.
Now, if you're in the market for a new snowblower, I want to talk just a bit about the types of snowblowers and how you decide what's best for you, because we have snow throwers, right, which are sort of the entry level, where if you have an inch or two or maybe three on a sidewalk, it would do a good job clearing it. But then you go to the snow blowers, and then you have single stage and two stage and so on. So how do you decide what's the right level for your particular home situation?
Sure. So, I mean, the single biggest thing you should consider when you're shopping for a snow blower is just how much snow you get on average over the course of the winter, and also how much typically falls during a single storm. If you live somewhere in the mid-Atlantic or maybe even northern Virginia, somewhere in that neck of the woods, you probably don't need to invest in a big, heavy three-stage snowblower, because those can clear up to, you know, a foot and a half or more of snow in a single pass. It's probably overkill and too expensive. So you really want to start with just thinking about how much snow you get in a typical snowfall. One clever thing you can do is actually go on the National Weather Service website, and if you can't remember, you're not paying close attention, you can actually look at historic weather trends by zip code for your area and see how much snow typically falls in your region if you've, you know, obviously never bothered to measure, as most of us probably haven't. So you really want to compare your snowblower to the average snowfall. Snow throwers, or also called power snow shovels, as you mentioned, they're good for light dusting, a few inches. They're also a good supplemental tool. If you have a bigger two- or three-stage snowblower, it can still be nice to have a snow thrower just to clear off a deck or patio, any areas where you can't get to with those big, heavy blowers. And then once you're into the real snow blowers, you know, a single-stage blower is typically good for snowfall up to about 6 to 9 inches. Anything more than that, you want to jump up to a two-stage, which can handle a foot, maybe as much as 16 inches in depth in a single pass. And then if you're somewhere really in the upper Midwest or Maine or, you know, far Northeast, that's where you really want to start to consider maybe a three-stage blower. Those can typically clear about 18 inches in a single path, and they do it really quickly.
But now, if you're in a situation where you're not expecting that much snowfall, so you get the smaller-sized one, and then all of a sudden you get a huge storm, I mean, can you still tackle that snowfall with the smaller single stage?
You can. The secret is to be really proactive about it. So one great trick, you know, if all of a sudden you've been making do with a little single-stage snowblower and there's a huge storm in the forecast, one good thing you can do is actually try to plan on doing two passes. You know, all snowblowers will typically work in just about any snowstorm, but the distinction is how much they can clear in a single pass. So if you're getting a huge downfall and you've only got a small blower, go out there, you know, maybe halfway through the storm if it's safe to do it, and blow the snow. Otherwise, you can wait until it's all fallen, but just, you know, be ready to make the passes over each section of the yard and driveway before you're done.
Yeah, I've made that mistake where I said, well, let me just wait till it's done, and by the time it's done, it may have started to get wet and heavy, and now the machine can't handle it anymore. Well, that's all good advice. Before we let you go, can you give us a couple of recommendations on specific blowers that you've tested that have done well, and including that, please, the you know, the rechargeable blowers, because not everybody's going to go out for a piece of gas equipment these days, and you can get, you know, pretty good job out of some of the battery-powered blowers.
In our testing, we've seen huge improvements in some of these battery blowers. They were really sort of all but a joke a few years ago, and they've really gotten serious. So, I mean, starting with them, the first thing I would say is you want to look for one of the small number of two-stage battery snow blowers that you can find on the market. We only have two of them in our ratings right now because it's such a new category, but both are really excellent. One is from Ego, which is now a Lowe's exclusive brand, and the other is from Snow Joe. They both perform very comparably. They really, in our testing, did do almost as good a job as some of those really heavy-duty two-stage blowers, where you see the distinction is in the time you'll spend. So both score a little worse for removal speed, which means you have to use, you know, take a little more time to do it, but they can really tackle that big plow pile at the end of your driveway, and they can throw snow pretty far. If you do go with gas, you know, one thing I'll say is that in our testing, three-stage snow blowers as a category just perform extremely well. It's really a market that's dominated by one brand. Typically, it's Cub Cadet, and they make a bunch of configurations. They make a Home Depot-specific model that's actually about $900 cheaper than their top-performing three-stage snow blower, and that's the 3X 30-inch HD. That's available at Home Depot. It's a really great, potent snow blower. It's pricey. It's $1,700. So, again, it's totally insane and overkill if you don't live in an area with heavy snowfall. But if you really need something that's top of the line, that's the way to go.
Well, don't wait for the big storm. Start heading out right now, because just like anything else, when the snow hits, that's when everybody goes shopping for snow blowers and prices go up and it becomes harder to find them. Paul Hope, the home and appliance editor for Consumer Report, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Great tips on how to get your snow blowers ready and pick up a new one if you are so inclined, so you're good to go when the white stuff starts to fall. Thanks, Paul.
Thank you, guys.
Paul Hope, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Coming up, are messy pets creating a decorating dilemma? Are you afraid that anything you buy is going to be ruined by your well-meaning pupper? Well, we're going to have some tips to help you get the best of both worlds when the Money Pit returns.
You live in the Money Pit.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler, and if you're a professional contractor, remodeler, or custom builder, you're going to want to hear this. We have partnered with LL Flooring to launch a brand new podcast series that's designed to help improve the success of your business. It's called the Pro Files Podcast. It's presented by LL Flooring, and it's all about pros teaching pros, sharing strategies, and sharing solutions that are going to save you time, increase your profit, and improve your customer's satisfaction.
They'll also provide tips and ideas and resources to help you grow your business. I'm going to be talking to and profiling contractors on the show who are veterans who are looking forward to sharing tips and tricks and ideas that are specific and actionable to help make you more successful in your business. I learned a lot talking to these pros, and you're going to learn a lot, too, and enjoy the stories when you tune in. Listen and follow the Pro Files podcast presented by LL Flooring at llflooring.com/pro. That's llflooring.com/pro or wherever you get your pods. Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti from the Money Pit Home Improvement Podcast and Radio Show with tips on new products for fall home improvements.
Avoid the hassles of stripped screws with Tank Bond Liquid Grip from DAP. When screws start to strip, adding just a single drop to the screw head delivers 7 times more grip instantly.
LL Flooring's Duravana Hybrid Resilient is a new category of flooring that's waterproof, durable, and extremely scratch and dent resistant. Plus, it's eco-friendly, looks like real hardwood, and is an easy DIY project to install.
Get your outdoor spaces ready for winter with battery-powered tools from Green Machine. The 16-inch chainsaw features a high-efficiency brushless motor, up to 45 minutes of runtime, and an auto-tensioning knob for optimal chain performance.
Upgrade your home heating system before winter with energy-efficient HVAC systems from LG. New LG Red technology delivers remarkable energy efficiency and comfort in even the coldest climates.
For more, follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And don't you hate it when you're smack dab in the middle of a project and you get stuck? Well, that's when you call us, because getting you unstuck, that's what we do.
Yeah, we're kind of like virtual WD-40. So if you need help with a reno or repair or a decor project, call us with your question now at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Angie's list is now Angie Tackle Home Projects, big and small, at Angie.com.
Well, having a family pet is rewarding in so many ways, but the mess that ensues definitely is not one of those rewards. We've got a few easy ways to create a space that works well for both people and pets. So, first of all, think about the furniture you're buying and make sure the furniture that you pick out is pet friendly. What exactly does that mean? Well, you want to make sure that the fabric doesn't have, you know, a lot of threading to its woven pattern so that when the dog or the cat scratches at it or inadvertently rubs their nails on it, let's call it that, because, you know, maybe they don't mean to scratch, but maybe when they accidentally rub their nails on your furniture, you want to make sure that they're not going to snag that fabric and then pull out a lot of those threads. So you want to look for something that's like a microfiber or something that's really a tight woven material so that there's nothing for them to grab. Now, if you've got a piece of furniture already that's just not a good fabric for an animal in the house, get a pet-proof cover. And that's going to be great because then you don't have to worry about the hair, you don't have to worry about any accidents happening on the furniture or anything happening to the fabric below. And you want to make sure that that pet-proof cover is removable, you can clean it as needed, and find one that kind of works with the style already of the sofa and in a color. That's fantastic. And you know what? The prices aren't terrible, so you can get two kind of as a backup. And then once your dog or cat kind of mellows out a bit and maybe you've trained them to not go on the furniture, then you don't have to use it all that often.
You can also consider adding a pet washing station into your home because if your pets are clean, they can't leave all that dirt around.
And this way, when you and your dog head out on a rainy day, only one of you knows to wipe your feet before heading back in. So you have a handy wash station there to get all that mud off of Fluffy or Fido before they decide to jump up on your couch or, worse, on your bed. Man, there can't be anything worse than that, getting some dirt on your sheets, right? Ugh, it makes me scratchy just to think about it. For more tips, you can check out Pet Friendly Design and Decorating on MoneyPit.com. And we also have an article there on how to build your own pet washing station.
We've got Jim from Illinois on the line who needs some help with a deck project. What's going on?
Yeah, I've got an older deck. It's at least 10 years old, and I haven't taken care of it like I should. And so it's starting to wear, and obviously it's pretty dirty. So my question is, power wash it only, and then use some type of a treatment, or what do you recommend?
So is the deck structurally okay? Is it just sort of like cracked and checked from exposure to the sun? What's its condition now?
Structurally, it's really good, and I've actually replaced a few of the deck boards in the past.
Mm-hmm.
But, yep. You know, when it rains, water kind of ponds on it, and again, it's not draining like it should, so I definitely need some kind of treatment on it, I believe.
So what you could do is, first of all, you can go ahead and pressure wash it, but gently, okay, just to make sure you're getting any surface dirt sort of out of that. And there's some deck wash products that make it a little bit easier to do this. You kind of scrub it down with a brush a little bit first, and then you rinse it off. You don't want to go too aggressive, though, especially with an older deck, because you're going to wear away more of that wood than you want to. Then you want to let it dry really, really well, like a couple of days in the sun at least. Maybe like do it one weekend and the next weekend plan on doing your staining. And then in terms of finish, you have some options there, but I would recommend, considering the age, doing a solid color stain, because it has a lot of pigment in it. It'll soak in really, really well. It will be, you'll still see the grain and the boards and such, but the stain really will work its way in terrifically and really protect it for, you know, the next 3 to 5 years. If you dig your time and do it right, it's really going to last. And you will find that it's a lot easier to put stain on a deck if you spray it. Now, you can purchase a very inexpensive paint sprayer these days. I mean, they start at around $50-$75. They'll get one of those Wagner Control Pro models, or rent one. But you'll find that it's hugely easier when you do it with a sprayer, because a deck is like so tricky to get into all the nooks and crannies.
Yeah, I agree completely. Especially where there's cracking, I mean, the paint can get down there better if it can be sprayed in, I believe.
Yeah, you'll save a lot of time, too, and a lot of backache.
All right, well, I need that. I appreciate it.
Okay, Jim, good luck with that project.
Thank you.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, brought to you by Angie. When you're planning a home renovation, you want to find the best pro for the job, and you can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects with the Angie app, so download it today. Coming up, do you have a room in your home that could use a little bit of color, but painting the entire room just seems like a lot of work? We're going to share how you can add a pop of color with very minimal work next.
Live in a body pit.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb.
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Everybody, listen up!
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that. And it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones, So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Fall sometimes brings us smoke and ash. This is one of those years, and the health of you and your car is very important. At Premier Oil Change, our 30-point certified service will not only check the fluids in your vehicle, but will make sure to reach the areas that ash, soot, and smoke can tax, like your engine's air filter. We also check your in-cabin air filter to help the quality of air that your family breathes. This is all part of our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Services require no appointment. Wait in the comfort of your own car with free Wi-Fi and beverage. Don't forget about Premier Oil Change Rewards Program. You earn points for every dollar you spend. Add to that, free fluid top-offs. Now that's service. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com. Located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on your do-it-yourself dilemmas.
Lisa wrote in and she says, I bought an electric pressure washer and I want to clean the vinyl siding. Now, the siding has a buildup of mold, algae, and it's just getting really dirty. What kind of solution do I need to do this with, and how can I clean this stuff off?
Yeah, that's a great question, Lisa. So first of all, you do need to apply a mildicide / algicide first if you really want to get it clean. And Zinsser makes one that is a pretty good product that will work. And the key here, though, is to apply it and let it sit for, you know, a good 10 or 15 minutes so that it gets into the roots of all that stuff where it's grasping your house. And then once you've done that, then you can use a pressure washer. But a big caution here, and that is, don't use too much pressure. You got to really take it easy. If you have it set too hard, it's going to blow a hole right through that vinyl siding because it's pretty soft stuff. Now, most pressure washers are going to have a choice of tips. Just make sure you choose the one that applies the least amount of force.
All right, next up we've got Terry, who wants to know how to get rid of a strong smoke cigarette smell in a house that she's thinking of buying. So she writes that she's super sensitive to this odor and that she's not really sure if she wants to invest thousands of dollars in a company to help her get rid of that strong stale cigarette smell. So what should she know and what do you recommend?
Well, you know, typically what you do to get rid of an odor is you take out the carpets and you prime everything. Professionals can do a much better job of that than you can, but I would say, because you are so super sensitive, don't do it. I mean, you're going to be on the lookout for just the faintest hint of the cigarette smell, and I just don't feel like this is the right house for you. I mean, they can do a good job, but I just think whatever they do, you might still find some areas that you're just not happy with it, and then you'll regret the purchase.
Yeah, and I mean, it really is more difficult than you think sometimes to get rid of that odor. So if there's another property that you like just as much, let's go with that one.
Well, do you have a room in your house that could use a little color, but painting the entire room is just way too much work? Leslie's got tips on how adding just a pop of color can deliver a big impact in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Every so often, it's really nice to spice things up around your house. However, if you want to do any sort of remodel, not only is it time-consuming, but it can also be pretty pricey as well. So maybe you want to consider adding an accent wall that's going to give you that pop of color that you want, without the expense and without the long amount of work that you might need to put in. So for starters, you can try to paint a single wall. You want to make sure to use a color that's going to complement or even contrast the other walls in the room. And usually the wall behind your bed, if you're doing the bedroom, or the wall behind the couch, or maybe the surround of the fireplace, or in a dining room, the area below a chair rail, something that's smaller, more manageable, clearly becomes a focal point for a reason. So that's why you kind of pick those spaces out. Now, once you kind of figure out where you're going to go, you can then pick out a color that's going to work well. You can go for something in a different finish. You can go for something in a different texture. But pick out something that gives you that sense of fun and that sense of adventure color that you're wanting to bring in the space. Now, if that accent wall doesn't seem like your thing, but you want to jazz things up a bit, Maybe paint the window frames and the woodwork a different color. That definitely gives the room a bit of personality, and it's totally on trend right now. But if that's not your thing, add in accessories that are those colors. Whatever you'd like to do, find a way to bring that color in, and an accessory in that colorway is certainly a good way to audition your feelings for that space. See if you like it, see if it's something you want to stick with, and then maybe you can be a little bit more brave and tackle that accent wall.
Good advice. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, did you guys know that heating and cooling accounts for a third of your annual energy expense? There is a simple way to cut those costs, and it's by using a smart programmable thermostat. We'll tell you what to look for on the very next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance is now open at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang have a combined 29 years of experience in helping those who've suffered orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. Kevin has worked with the USA Gymnastics team, NFL Combine, and professional BMX riders. He's also helped members of Cirque du Soleil get back into action. Rachel works closely with seniors and is also a group fitness instructor and adept at returning people to an active lifestyle. Both Kevin and Rachel at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance are accepting new clients. Give them a call today, 530-533-5030. If you are in need of physical therapy, talk to the experts at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Call 530-533-5030. That's 530-533-5030 today.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. A leading Democrat senator says he's feeling pretty good about supporting Jerome Powell if the Fed chairman's nominated by President Biden to serve a second term.
After a phone call with Powell this week, Manchin said he feels his concerns about inflation and quantitative easing were addressed. He told reporters, quote, "I understand more of what his thought process is and where they are and basically the concerns they have and the challenges." Meanwhile, leftist Democrats are demanding the president select a progressive replacement for Powell, one who would use the Fed to champion climate issues and economic justice. Powell, meanwhile, enjoys strong support from Republicans. Bob Agnew reporting.
Federal authorities say a passenger facing a search at the Atlanta airport's main security checkpoint lunged into a bag, grabbed a firearm, and it went off, causing chaos among travelers this afternoon. Three people hurt in the chaos. The Transportation Security Administration says the firearm discharge at the Hartsfield-Jackson Airport was not an active shooter incident. They said the passenger fled out an airport exit. Senator Tom Cotton says the U.S. faces in China the biggest threat from foreign espionage since the Cold War.
China, in some ways, is a bigger intelligence threat than Russia was. They have even more people and more money that they can put into their intelligence work, and their espionage is more pervasive.
Tom Cotton, the Arkansas Democrat, tells the Salem Radio Network China is largely focused on U.S. and politics and defense.
China certainly does that, but our universities and college campuses, corporate headquarters, national labs, any place where you have economic or technological innovation proceeding are riddled with Chinese spies.
Cotton pressuring the Justice Department and President Biden to do more to counter Chinese spying in the U.S. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them, the weight works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Theranos founder Elizabeth Holmes has taken the stand at her trial.
So is this finally your chance to tell your side of the story?
Reporters trailed Elizabeth Holmes as she left a federal courthouse in San Jose, California. The fallen Silicon Valley star took the stand late Friday afternoon in her trial for criminal fraud and will be back again on Monday. The former entrepreneur will attempt to refute allegations by federal prosecutors that she bamboozled investors and patients about her startup, Theranos, and a blood testing machine called Edison that she claimed would reshape healthcare. The government's evidence included internal documents and emails and testimony from 29 witnesses, including two former Theranos lab directors, who said they repeatedly warned Holmes that the blood testing technology was wildly unreliable. I'm Jennifer King.
Tens of thousands of protesters marched today, Saturday through Paris and other French cities demanding more government action to prevent violence against women. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The Ohio State University has announced an initiative that would allow students to graduate debt-free after 4 years.
The program, known as the Scarlet and Gray Advantage, will consist of increased scholarships, a paid internship program, more state and federal grants, and instruction in financial literacy. President Christina Johnson announced the program Friday at her investiture. She emphasizes that the initiative is not free college. She says it's a way to help equalize the playing field the graduates start out on. Johnson says nearly half of Ohio State students graduate with a debt, with an average being about $27,000. Patrick Frost reporting.
NBC's Meet the Press has Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg as a guest Sunday. CBS's Face the Nation welcomes Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz, Governor Asa Hutchinson, a Republican from Arkansas, and NAACP President and CEO Derek Johnson. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
The Palo Cedro Chamber of Commerce presents the 27th Annual Country Christmas Family Celebration, Friday, December 3rd, from 8 to 5 p.m. Come enjoy food and spirited drinks, vendors and shopping, local entertainment, crafts, games and photo ops with Santa for the kids, and sleigh bed races, and win a $1,000 grand prize in the gingerbread contest. Yes, it's all happening on Friday, December 3rd, from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Holiday Market Village in Palo Cedro. See you there.
From the Fox News radio studios in New York City, information you want, truth you demand, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show. Coming to you from Hollywood, Florida. I'm not kidding. The Hard Rock Hotel, shaped like a guitar. It's one of the most unique places you'll ever be, where tonight we'll have the Patriot Awards, an award show like no other. It's not about celebrities. It's about these men and women doing great things on a regular basis who finally get their time to shine, most of which will be a surprise to everybody at home. Another reason to get Fox Nation, an app. I know I've got this series, What Made America Great, and I've gotten 37 features there. I got great feedback. I get a chance to go to all these great places around the country and look back in our history, and I find it really rewarding. So let's get to, we have also this hour, we're going to be joined by Tucker Carlson, very successful talk show host, according to all reports, at the bottom of the hour, and Admiral William McRaven is standing by with a brand new book. But first, this.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three. The people who were protesting against what Rittenhouse did, do they think that he will be convicted just when they were talking to you?
Frankly, they don't. And part of this is pushing that. They think that they want to push and pressure the jury or pressure the court to hold Kyle Rittenhouse accountable in their words.
There you go. Day two of the jury deliberations in the Rittenhouse case. Already jury intimidation a factor.
Number two.
How many children have been in those cages?
Senator, I can provide to you the following figure that when a child...
It's a simple question. How many children have been in those cages?
I respectfully am not familiar with the term cages.
Well, there was a big picture of kids in a confined area. That's what they called them when President Trump was president. Train wreck. That's how I describe Secretary Mayorkas' appearance in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee as he tries to justify wide open southern borders and tell us it has nothing to do with security. And when it comes to illegals, the global pandemic doesn't matter.
Number one.
There has been wide agreements on the part of everyone involved, moderates, liberals, etc., that CBO does not have experience analyzing revenue amounts gained from cracking down on wealthy tax cheats who are taking advantage of every honest taxpayer.
Yeah, get everybody ready to dismiss the CBO score. It should be in any day. The economy wearing away on consumer confidence, inflation wearing away at family budgets, and President Biden continues to push for it as partisan spending, his spending reconciliation package. Only Joe Manchin can stop it. Looks like the House may vote on it as early as Thursday. Let's bring in one of my favorite all-time guests, an outstanding American, Hall of Famer, if I could put him there, Admiral William McRaven, best-selling author. He's got a brand-new book out geared towards your kids. And anybody you're related to, Make Your Bed with Skipper the Seal, also author of another great book, The Hero Code, Lessons Learned from Lives Well Lived. Admiral, welcome back.
Brian, always great to be with you.
Before we talk about the news of the day, you did your commencement address, I think, at the University of Texas, and it was about Make Your Bed, right?
Right. That's correct.
It was just a runaway success. It really resonated with the American people. And have you got a chance to process that on why it resonated? Even though you're proud of it, I know.
Yeah, I'm very proud of it. And I've been stunned by the number of people that write me every week. I think the YouTube video or the videos writ large have been seen over 100 million times. And I'm flattered. I'm flattered and I'm honored that people think it's of value. But the issue of Make Your Bed, to your point, I think it resonated with folks because it's not hard to do. It's the one thing, you know, you get up in the morning, if you make your bed, it does give you a little sense of pride, and then you can go on to do the next task and the next task. And so I've been amazed by the number of people that have found this one little habit to be habit-forming and then allow them to do better things in their life.
So you said, okay, let's write a book about it. It was a bestseller. And now knock it down for kids. What is the age bracket that you hope pick this up on their own?
Well, the book is designed for kids 4 to 8. But having said that, I did a reading at the Hoboken Library a couple days ago, and the kids were from about 1 to 3. And I was fascinated to watch their expressions as I read, and then I showed them the pictures, and they seemed to really enjoy the book. So it's again designed for kids 4 to 8, but I think it's going to appeal to a very large audience, to include adults.
Right. Now, do you see any Navy SEALs amongst the toddlers?
Yeah, there were a couple of young ladies and men that I think could be Navy SEALs. They were pretty fired up young kids. It was great to have them there.
Great to see you, and everyone, of course, you want that patriotism that comes with serving your country. Admiral, let's talk about what's going on in the world right now. And
all right.
I've had to talk to you since what happened in Afghanistan.
Right.
And to me, I've never, and I did not fight there, you did. I have never felt more anger and talked to more people. And these are the people who aren't necessarily military-oriented, who are saying, why are we still in Afghanistan? But the way that was done was so inept and borderline, it's just borderline anti-American. Well, the fact is we willingly left people behind. We watched a country collapse, and we still have people there. Listen to what Scott Mann, a former Green Beret, who's put together a group of retired men and women and business executives to try to finance the exit of Americans and SIVs left behind.
I think you're looking at legitimate allies. I think you're pushing, and that includes AMSIS. You're probably pushing up close to 100,000. I think that's not a stretch at all. That's including families now, right? So, like, for example, if you have 6,000 Afghan special operators, which we do, then you look at 20,000 family members, right? That's what's not being talked about. Like, this is a massive number. And this is why it was so crazy to shut down Bagram Airfield and Kandahar Airfield before the withdrawal, because we had the logistical capacity to do this in an organized way, and we forfeited that. But it doesn't change the reality of the people of what you have on the ground, which is, 6,000 special operators plus families.
Admiral, what are you hearing? Nobody has better sources than you.
Yeah, well, again, Scott was a great soldier, and he and I served together over in Afghanistan, and he did a really remarkable job. So I've got a lot of time for Scott. I don't know about his numbers. Those are kind of not the numbers I'm hearing. Having said that, Brian, I mean, nobody thinks that the evacuation in Afghanistan was anything like what we wanted. My personal opinion is we started way too late. That's not to say that there wouldn't have been some chaos, late in the game. But I wish we would have started in late April or early May and began to evacuate these folks on a timely basis. But I would also offer what is missed by this is once the 82nd Airborne got on the ground and really began to work this evacuation, I mean, they evacuated 130,000 people in 2 weeks. That's really remarkable. And I do think it kind of showcases the professionalism of the soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, and the civilians that were there. Now, did we get everybody out we wanted to? We did not. And I think, the administration is still trying to work to get those folks out. But
are they actually trying to work? Because I hear the State Department is actually hurting the effort of Scott Mann and company, who are not – all they have to do is pick up the phone to this third country and say, we permit the private flights to land in your country, and they're not doing it.
Yeah, and again, I'm a little reluctant to talk about the relationship Scott has with the State Department. I can tell you in my dealings with the State Department, as we began to, because I tried to get successfully, got a couple of families out, interpreters that worked for me and a general that worked for me. And the State Department, again, at that point in time, it was right in the middle of the evacuation. They were a little bit overwhelmed.
No, it's now.
Yeah, no, I know. And so right now. Yeah, no, I realize that. And now my understanding is that, Tony Blinken, the Secretary of State, is working with the third countries to open up some of those airfields to get folks out. Now, again, Scott's number is 100,000.
What is he waiting for? What is he waiting for? These countries have already said yes. I mean, this is unbelievable. People are dying at this moment. You know more than almost anybody.
Sure. Yeah, again, I've got I'm not an apologist for him, believe me, Brian. I think they do need to make sure that we're able to get the flights, from Kabul or Kandahar or Bagram, wherever we can arrange those flights, to begin to move these folks that are still left in Afghanistan out. We have an obligation. Scott is exactly right. We have an obligation to those folks that served with the United States and with our allies. And I think we have an obligation to get them out and get them to safety. So I'm fully behind that. Again, what I don't know is, right, again, Scott's particular situation and why he feels he's unable to get the planes from Kabul or Bagram out to a third country. I know that I have talked to a number of senior folks in third countries, and they are open to accepting, Americans or our allies' flights into various places around the region.
Yeah, all they need is a green light from the State Department. You know what I believe? I believe the State Department wants it to go away. And it's just not possible because Americans are too responsible, even if they didn't wear the uniform. Number two, Admiral, I remember, and I'm sure you don't watch, but when the President Trump wanted to pull everybody out and leave the Kurds in Syria, and he did pull people out, but not everybody, General Mattis just resigned. He's like, I can't do this. He goes, you need somebody that you're going to listen to because you're not listening to me. So when General Milley hears this plan to get out at the speed in which he's going to do it and leave Bagram Airport, all the things he said he advised against in his hearing, along with General McKenzie, why did they stay? What is their breaking point? I mean, this is the back of their baseball card now. They're chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff of the worst military, the worst decisions, maybe the history of the U.S. military, and it is not their decision. They knew this was bad. Joe Biden, President Biden, did it anyway, and they still are there. Would you have hit the road if someone told you to do something like that?
Well, Brian, I mean, I'm not going to speak for Mark Milley or Frank McKenzie. I've worked with both of them. They are great officers, but, you know, their decisions are their kind of personal decisions. But when you look at Jim Mattis and the decision he made, I think what he would tell you is it wasn't just about Syria. Syria was kind of the tipping point for him. So, you know, I remember years ago I had an opportunity to talk to the chief of naval operations who had retired after a whole lot of things were happening in the Navy. And I asked him the same question. I said, why didn't you, you know, throw your stars on the table? And he said, because that's the easy way out. The fact of the matter is the expectation for an officer is, yeah, the president's not always going to agree with you. But if you can serve and do it well and continue to support the men and women in the military, then you do your best to get over the rough times and continue to serve. To just say, I'm not going to do this anymore because I disagree with you, again, to me, that's the easy way out.
But,
and I respect, you know, General Milley and General McKenzie for, again, making their voices known. You have to do that. You have to give your best military opinion. But when it doesn't go your way, that doesn't mean you just throw up your arms and leave. That means you do the best you can to make the best of a difficult situation.
Right. So, but this is the worst disaster that you've probably ever witnessed in your life, right? And this has embarrassed us around the world, and it's the reason why Russia could be taking the Ukraine in January, and it could be the reason why China takes Taiwan. America looks weak. The ripple effect is unquantifiable. Do you believe I'm overstating it?
Yeah, I think you're overstating it a little bit, Brian, and here's why. It's not that it wasn't embarrassing. It was, no question about it. But make no mistake about it as well. The world knows that we have the finest military in the world, bar none. The world knows that we have the strongest economy in the world, bar none. So while a lot of our allies and our frenemies and people that don't like us berated us and mocked us as a result of what happened in Afghanistan, and maybe rightfully so, but they are not going to doubt the strength of the American military. They are not going to doubt the resolve and the will of the American military because they have seen us in action. And once again, when I talk about the 82nd on the ground, as tragic as some of those events were, the loss of American lives, the loss of the Afghan lives, the horrible pictures you saw coming out of it, once the American military got on the ground and began to systematically evacuate those 130,000, it was a pretty damn impressive operation.
Sure, but we were the only country not allowed to leave the base because the State Department didn't want us to. You had the British and Australians leaving their base, rescuing their people, but our guys and our women were not allowed to. That has to bother you.
Well, again, I'm not sure that's exactly right. suffice to say, I think there were some Americans.
I'm right. Admiral, yeah. I am right. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm right there.
All right.
I'm going to just bring – I got to get you on China. Do you think the American people want to fight to save Taiwan? Do you think that the American people should be prepared to understand that we need to be ready to fight to save Taiwan?
Yeah, it's a great question, Brian. I do think we need to kind of educate the American people on why it is important to stand by Taiwan. For also strategic ambiguity, meaning that we weren't going to outright say that we were protecting Taiwan. We supported the One China policy. Of course, President Biden, last week, I think, kind of mistakenly came out and said, hey, we're going to stand by Taiwan and we're going to defend them if the Chinese attack. That has not been our policy. The White House kind of walked it back. But I do think it would be important for the administration to, get into the public narrative why it would be important for us to stand by Taiwan. Because to your point about the evacuation, could it affect our relationships with Russia and China? In terms of the appearance of weakness, I think if we don't stand by Taiwan, if we don't at least do everything we can to deter the Chinese, which, again, I think we are working hard to do that. We're putting carrier battle groups out there. But we've got to make sure China understands they don't even think about this in real terms. There's always going to be the rhetoric. She's always going to talk about this. But we absolutely don't want them, crossing into to Taiwanese territory and trying to invade Taiwan. That would not serve them well. It would not serve the region well. And I actually think she knows that.
So you do not believe that they're after the Olympics, they'll make a move?
I do not. Now, could I be wrong? Absolutely. But here's what I will tell you, is China understands the price they would pay if they invaded Taiwan. And, China is the largest trading partner in the world. And that, you know, that population of about 1.4 billion, they need a strong economy. If all of a sudden China invades Taiwan, it affects the chip manufacturer there at the TSMC in Taiwan. Right. It's going to affect their relationship with South Korea, with Japan, with the United States, with Indonesia and Malaysia and all their trading partners. Is that really worth the price of, quote unquote, unifying China? I think she's smarter than that. I hope he's smarter than that. And I'm optimistic that he will not actually invade Taiwan. Now, do I think he will subvert the Taiwanese government to try to change the approach? Yeah, I do. Kind of Hong Kong approach.
Make your bed with Skipper the Seal. It's for your kids. Go grab it, and you'll be a better parent having done it. Admiral William McRaven, thanks so much.
Hey, my pleasure, Brian. Thanks a lot. Always good to be with you.
Same here. Back in a moment.
Both sides, all opinions. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Right now, I'm getting bombarded with TV ads, postcards, and emails about Medicare Advantage programs, saying what I may be eligible for and what might be available. But don't tell me everything there is to know. Tell me what I need to know.
Clear up your Medicare confusion with simple, easy answers at EasyMedicare.com. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Medicare.com. Go to EasyMedicare.com or speak with a licensed agent at 1-888-486-1662. EasyMedicare.com.
Speak with a licensed insurance agent or visit EasyMedicare.com Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. EST, Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. EST. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, has neither reviewed nor approved this information with regard to the federal Medicare program. EasyMedicare.com is powered by eTelequote Insurance, Inc., a private, duly licensed insurance agency appointed by Medicare Advantage, HMO, PPO, and PFFS plans and standalone prescription drug plans and insurance companies holding Medicare contracts approved by CMS. Enrollment in any plan for coverage is subject to insurance company approval. This information is not a complete description of benefits. Contact the plan for more information. Limitations, copayments, and restrictions may apply. Benefits, premiums, and/or member cost share may change on January 1 of each year. You must continue paying your Medicare Part B premium.
Sponsored by eTelequote.
If you're like most people, you're probably more than a little concerned about the state of the world around us today. Strange times. The stock market, all-time highs every day. U.S. debt never been higher right now. Dollars losing value. And let's not forget about inflation, the highest since 2008. Remember what happened in 2008. So, how do you protect your money, your retirement, your savings? Well, many people, just like you, are turning to Old Faithful to protect themselves during these difficult times. And Old Faithful is real gold and silver from the Oxford Gold Group, the kind you can actually hold in your hands and have in your IRA. No better time than the present to protect your future and the future of your family. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. They will send you their free guide on investing in gold and silver and answer all of your questions. Protect your money before things get even worse out there. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-928-GOLD. Oxford is here to help you protect your savings and retirement. That's 833-928-GOLD.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
An 11-year-old with amazing math skills makes today's Dean's List. Sanna Hiermath was diagnosed with autism at the age of 2, but that didn't stop her from conquering the world's most challenging problems. Sanna's parents learned their daughter was a math whiz when she was 7 years old. The first time she was introduced to multiplication, she grasped it immediately. But because of her autism, she failed math in school. She couldn't hold her pencil and was different from other kids. But she was gifted and her family knew it. Her parents entered her in the Guinness World Records and she was timed while multiplying a dozen randomly generated digits. She completed the task in under 10 minutes and she didn't need anything to do it. She did it all in her head. Sanna loves music, swimming, and bike riding, along with math. Her family says traditional school didn't work for their daughter, so she's homeschooled and since then has blossomed. Sanna, keep shining. Your family is proud of you and so are we. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Jesse Ed Davis, one of the few successful Native American rock artists, was well known as a session guitarist who recorded solo albums as well as working with a who's who of major artists in the 1970s and 80s. In a 1972 interview, Jesse discussed recording albums in the heyday of AM radio's programming demands.
To have to consider the fact that you're making a commercial product, have to consider the fact that you have to fit in line with the company's image, you have to consider the fact that you have to try and get your record played on AM radio, is almost incredible limitation on a person's music. And I really find it very degrading, personally. Do you bend to the way they want you to play, or do you be true to your music, your art? You know, it's It's so rough.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
I'm Ashley DeBorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Penn Badgley and Victoria Pedretti of the hit Netflix thriller You, which returns October 15th with a new season set in the suburbs.
I think being in like marriage and parenthood, they both have the responsibility to take care of others more. You know, just it's thrust on them more. I mean, ideally in a relationship, you are taking, you know, your significant other into consideration, but you're not fully thrust into it the same way when you like have a family.
While we know murder, obsession, and secrecy will follow, watching the killer couple in suburbia also has its moments.
I loved when they, I guess this isn't much of a spoiler, they show up to a birthday party really early.
And three seasons in, Badgley shares his way of escaping the intensity of revisiting Joe.
Two tools that I use all the time, like in my trailer and when I'm at home, and prayer and meditation is really invaluable with a very invisible task like acting and inhabiting someone like Joe.
Ashley DeBorkin, Fox News.
News, unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. I went a little long with Admiral McRaven, but I did want to get his take on what's going on in the world because it's got to just destroy him. They fought so gallantly. His men and women fought so gallantly for 20 years and were forced to deal with the shock of the way it ended, the humiliation in which we suffered. And he's focusing on the evacuation. Yeah, everyone did great considering the situation. But I know I'm 100% right. The Australians, the British, they're all our allies. The Dutch were leaving Karzai Airport to go get their people and bring them back. And we were not letting the American troops were not allowed to leave, mainly because the State Department was in control. And you know what happens when they're in control? Everything goes to hell. When we come back, a man named Tucker Carlson joins us. He's going to be at the Patriot Awards tonight doing his show as well. So he'll give us a preview of what to expect and also talk about what's happening from the Rittenhouse trial to the Spendapalooza that could be jammed down our throats.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Turn your someday into today. The Shasta College spring semester begins January 19th, and now's the time to register for classes. First-time, full-time students, get your first 2 years tuition free. At Shasta College, we'll teach you the skills, give you the knowledge, and provide the training you need to unlock your potential. Reskill, upskill, or get transfer ready at Shasta College. Go to www.shastacollege.edu/apply.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
December 4th, join us as we send packages to the troops all over the world for the holidays. Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. From 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday the 4th, join us for our annual packages for the troops at the VFW Hall on Center Street in Anderson. $10 adults, $8 students with student ID. Children 12 and under free. Admission covers costs for lunch and partial shipping for a box. And hey, if you have leftover Halloween candy, donate it and we'll put it in the packages. You can drop off donations between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. Fridays at the museum offices, 2110 North Street in Anderson, or bring it to the event December 4th. Again, this year I want to remind you, Homeward Bound is providing Thanksgiving and Christmas meals for military families in need during the holidays. You can donate canned goods, hams or turkeys, or gift cards. Again, drop off for the donation is every Friday between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. at the museum offices on North Street. For more information, call Rob Burrows at 530-510-8210. And thank you for your support.
The fastest 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
I'm here because this is going totally wrong. It is a show, and the whole nation media is calling it show. It's racist. It's biased. There should be a mistrial.
Without our voices, I just feel like we need to show them that we're not playing and we're here and we are listening, we're watching, and yeah.
I'm here to stand up for what's right, and I believe that he should do time for what he did.
I'm here to support the calls for Kyle to go to prison for a very long time.
Wow, that is some of the protesters, can I add delusional, outside the courthouse. But sadly, the voices and the screams are being heard by the jury inside the courtroom, and I fear that it's going to play a role in this verdict. Let's bring in Fox News superstar Tucker Carlson. His show is 8 o'clock Eastern time, and he's at a secure location. He will appear at the Patriot Awards tonight as we broadcast to you now just outside the Hard Rock Theater where this will take place. Tucker, welcome back.
Oh, Brian, I'm in the car coming to see you right now, actually.
Are you really in a car? How big is this car? Is it? Is it? Do you travel in a caravan? Like, are you surrounded?
Well, it's a Sprinter van, obviously, because you couldn't fit all my living room furniture in a normal town car. And then you've got requisite ambulance, some of the security vehicles, and then the helicopter. But, yeah, you know, just a normal kind of commute.
It sounds like Biden in Glasgow.
our carbon footprint is huge today.
Right, and that really upset me, but I booked you anyway because you make a lot of sense. So first off, am I wrong to fear that these protesters knowing that Kenosha was burned down a couple of years ago might be infecting the jury process?
Well, that's the whole point of it. I mean, they say that out loud, you know, do our bidding or we're going to burn the city down, you know, obey or we'll hurt you. So you have to look. I mean, let's be totally honest here. That trial wasn't a close call. I mean, anyone who watched it, millions did, saw the prosecution's witnesses make the defense's case that this was self-defense. That's the question. There were two questions in the trial. One, was he carrying the weapon illegally? No, it turns out, according to Wisconsin state law, he was not. So the judge dismissed the charge. The second question you have to ask is, did he act in self-defense? At which point, trial's over. Self-defense is legally allowable. Has been for thousands of years. There's no question there. In all three cases, all three men he shot were threatening his life. One said out loud, I'm going to kill you. So there's not really a lot for the jury to think through here, but they've taken more than a day. Why is that? Well, obviously they're afraid. They saw what happened in Los Angeles after the Rodney King trial. It burned the city down. So that's an indelible lesson. They burned, you know, countless cities across the country 2 summers ago. That's the point of this. It's mob justice. And if you allow it to continue, then you don't have a civilization anymore. You've got a place where the most violent people get what they want and everyone else has to obey. And that's, like, not civilization. In fact, civilization exists to stop that, the might makes right mentality that, you know, is the natural state of man. You don't want that. And we're getting it. It's really scary. And where's the Justice Department, by the way? Don't we have an Attorney General, Merrick Garland? You know, I know a lot of people who know Merrick Garland. They tell me, oh, he's so moderate. Really? The guy's like a lunatic. He's like a nutcase. No, for real.
Because he
for
comes real. Off totally you have, different.
You had last week in New York, a Black Lives Matter leader said to the newly elected mayor of New York, if you enforce the law, we will cause fire and bloodshed. In other words, we're going to kill people if you enforce the law. So, like, wait a second. You know, that's in it. First of all, it's a crime because it's a threat, but it's also an attack on our legal system. Where was the Justice Department? Well, they just ignored it because Black Lives Matter is their militia. So Black Lives Matter gets to do whatever they want. So, like, I'm really worried about the fundamentals here. It's not just about Kyle Rittenhouse. Of course, you know, you hope that he gets justice in his case because you hope justice is always done. But it's much bigger than that. It has to do with what kind of country you want to live in. Do you want to live in a country where violent people, arsonists, murderers get to decide who's guilty and who's innocent? No, you absolutely don't want to live in that country. You really don't.
So here's why I'm optimistic. And by the way, I got your monologue last night. We kind of knocked it out of the park. And basically on this same issue, move yourself away from the play-by-play of the court trial. What does it mean in the big picture? How do we get here? But here's why I feel better about the direction of the country. Because we tried that whole defund the police. They're even outside Cori Bush and these outliers. They know not only is that political death, but it is also the end of a city. And in New York City, they just elected a mayor that at the very least understands that he's got to get law and order. And I believe that now Kenosha has got 500 National Guardsmen they should have had. They didn't want one from President Trump. They realized they overstepped. I think America is correcting. I think that off-year election shows me that they will not be manipulated by 85% of the media. They're making their own decisions, Tucker. And do you see us self-correcting?
I sure hope so. I mean, I've thought from the very beginning that almost no one was for this stuff. I mean, no sane person is for, quote, defunding the police. Having better police, yeah, everyone's for that. But getting rid of the police? No, no one's for that. Judging people on the basis of their skin color above all else? No one's for that. You know, that's crazy. That's Rwanda. No one wants it. I've never thought anyone wanted any of this crap. The problem is that the people who do want it are the ones with all the power. So they kind of get to do what they feel like doing. And I just hope that people resist, nonviolently, but firmly. Resist this stuff. Resist. Like, there's no reason that any American citizen should put up with this stuff at all. And I do think, like, I'm definitely against 17-year-olds, you know, running around the streets with guns. I just am. I think Kyle Rittenhouse is innocent, but in general, I don't want to live in a country where, you know, people with guns are walking the streets. And I say that as a fanatical supporter of the Second Amendment, but I want order and calm and peace. That's the point I'm making. So,
right.
I just, right?
So a couple of things. This soundbite I want to replay because it's just worth it. The prosecution reaching to the point where it's totally a farce. I would think this is an SNL skit. Eric, who's back in New York, we're here in Hollywood, Florida, side of the Patriot Awards that are going to be starting in a few hours. Tucker Carlson will be one of the featured presenters. He'll be featured here, so he's making his way our direction. But, Eric, if you pull up that soundbite, when the prosecution tries to minimize the threat against Kyle Rittenhouse, and the way in which he recounts the moments before he would take out this mental patient.
Oh, let me tell you all the awful things Joseph Rosenbaum did. He tipped over a porta potty that had no one in it. He swung a chain. He lit a metal garbage dumpster on fire. Oh, and there's this empty wooden flatbed trailer that they pulled out in the middle of the road, and they tipped it over to stop some bearcats, and they lit it on fire. Oh, and he said some bad words. He said the N-word.
Tucker, when I was listening to that live, I said, we got to pull that back. Number one, you played this. Think about a prosecution that says, I have a great idea. Let's minimize the carnage and destruction, and let's also bring up the N-word and pretend it wasn't it's harmless. When everything in this country has been about race, and that N-word is the third rail.
Well, it's deranged. I was happened to be watching
it.
It's nuts. And I was completely confused. But this isn't a private citizen. This is the government's own lawyer. This is a state employee. This is a guy representing the force of American law, representing our justices. He's the prosecutor. And he's telling us that rioting is no big deal. And by the way, the racial slurs thing was just bizarre. But actually, it's not bizarre because the truth is that word's everywhere. It's everywhere. You hear it constantly. It's all over the radio. People use it all the time. But only certain people are allowed to use it. And look, I'm against that word. I've never used it. I think it's super ugly, you know. But the truth is, standards and especially laws must be applied evenly across the population. They apply to every American citizen, no matter what you look like. That's the basis of our system. And so if you wake up one morning in a world where certain people get to do certain things because of how they were born and others don't, then really it's kind of falling apart. Like, these are not small things. These are the core principles of the country. And what he's basically saying is Joseph Rosenbaum gets to use the N-word because he's a Biden voter. He gets to burn things because he's a Biden voter. I mean, Joseph Rosenbaum is so much more appalling than any person who was arrested after January 6th in Washington. And yet they're defending him? What? They're defending a child rapist who was screaming the N-word and tried to kill a kid? Okay. You know, but what they're basically saying is, yeah,
right,
they're normal. They don't apply. The rules don't apply.
He literally was getting out of a mental hospital. They started to say, well, he's such a little guy. He weighs about 130 pounds. You could easily knock him over. Do you see the rage in that guy's face? Has anyone seen people fight? You see that guy? That guy was to be feared, and he needed to be arrested, and he clearly wasn't. So, Tucker, just real quick, I know you're coming to the Patriot Awards, and it's rare to get you out these days. Why was it important for you to be here?
Well, it wasn't important. I wanted to go. They said Kilmeade's going. I said, Brian Kilmeade? And there's no chance. I mean, the guy hosts a morning show for 3 hours every day. Then he hosts a three-hour radio show. Then he does primetime hosting all the time. He doesn't have time for the Patriot Awards. And they're like, yep, Kilmeade's doing it. And so I thought, man, I don't know a person with a busier schedule than you. And if you're doing it, I'm doing it. I went in on that.
Really?
But
I don't believe a word of it, but I'm going to take it and use it as a promo.
I hope so. It's heartfelt.
Right. So how are you feeling, first off? I know you've been playing in pain. I doesn't look it on the air, but I know people behind the scenes. I know directly what back pain is like. So how are you dealing with it?
I feel great, actually. I had back surgery 2 weeks ago, exactly, to the hour. In fact, 2 weeks ago, right now, I was coming out of the operating room. And I feel great. I feel amazing. I didn't want to get back surgery. I spent a month in bed trying to avoid it. I have a bedroom right off my studio, luckily, so I just stayed there and went to the studio and did my show every day. Wrote the scripts lying on my side of my iPhone, just all trying to avoid surgery. And then I slipped and fell and totally destroyed the disc in my back. I had no choice, so I just wound up in the hospital and they took it out. And amazingly, it worked. I think I had the only successful back surgery in human history. You hear these horror stories, but mine was perfect, and it worked. A guy called John Cassidy in Sarasota did it. Man, that guy's a genius. I texted him and said, you're a genius, and he's such a surgeon. He was like, yo, okay. You know, it's like, they don't like praise, but he deserves it because it worked.
So, true or false, you hosted the next day?
Yeah, I did. But, you know, I'm very anti-drug. I've been sober for 20 years, actually. And I'm not for drugs, you know, at all. And I wound up just eating opioids like an animal. Like, I was just, like, reduced to an animal state.
So much pain.
And, it's not to whine. And I'm actually not a whiner about pain. I really try not to be.
I asked you, for the record.
Yeah, it was bad, and the opioids don't help, and whatever. So I just didn't have a choice, but I'm just so grateful. I mean, I actually know someone personally who died ultimately because of back surgery. You know, you hear these stories, you see these experiences people have, and that's just like the one thing I didn't want. And I'm really kind of a peasant anyway in my attitudes. I don't like medicine. I don't like doctors. I don't, you know what I mean. I just like to be outside. Right. I don't like anything unnatural. But, again, I didn't have a choice, and it turned out to be one of the great blessings of my life.
Now you're back in action, ready to go. Right. Even if you don't need it, just go get back surgery. You're actually better for it. Is that what you're saying?
Everyone should have back surgery. Everyone should. I can actually feel the stitches in my back right now. My wife said to me, what did you do to your back? I said, I don't know, and I don't want to know. Like, it's your back. You're not supposed to know what's going on back there. Like, if you were, your eyes would be back there, but they're not. So I'm just ignoring the details.
I'm trying to think what passage in the Bible that's from. If you wanted to see your back, you would have been able to. I'm trying to think if that's otherworldly.
What do you mean? It's the first chapter of the Bible. It's Genesis 1. It's Adam and Eve eating from the tree of what? Ignorance? No, Brian, kill me. Eating from the tree of knowledge. You can know too much. That's the first lesson of the Bible. That's the very first lesson.
See, you know, my problem, I focus so much on Corinthians 2, and that's my issue. And I tend to get stuck there. So listen, Tucker, we're talking now. Does this mean you won't talk to me later, or have I used up my Tucker time when you get here to the Patriot Awards?
To just the hors d'oeuvres for the long, deep conversation about the future of the country, human sexuality, Bitcoin. Like, we're going to hit all the really deep issues backstage. I can't wait.
Right. All right. I will say this. Tucker did break ground when he made me realize that after you have kids, women don't need you anymore, so you better get on your best behavior as a spouse. And I think that changed my life. And you still hold to that?
Are you kidding? You have to – it's super easy to make them stick around when they have dependent children in the house. But the second the kids leave, you've got to make an affirmative case for your own usefulness. I have been so much more entertaining and nicer since my kids left. It's like if this chick took off on me and, she, you know, she's 52, like it could happen, I would be dead. So, no. I'm wooing her harder now 30 years in than I was when we were kids. I mean it, too.
Okay. All right. 1-800-Flowers or ProFlowers. That's what Tucker's doing as soon as he hangs up with me and gets out of his caravan. Tucker, glad you're okay. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you at the Patriot Awards tonight at the Hard Rock. This is going to be a great event. Another reason, besides your series, another reason to get Fox Nation. Thanks so much, Tucker.
I'll see you in an hour. See you, man.
Okay. Back in a moment.
2 Corinthians, right? 2 Corinthians.
Educating, entertaining, enlightening. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
If you're like most people, you're probably more than a little concerned about the state of the world around us today. Strange times. The stock market all-time highs every day. U.S. debt never been higher right now. Dollars losing value. And let's not forget about inflation, the highest since 2008. Remember what happened in 2008. So, how do you protect your money, your retirement, your savings? Well, many people, just like you, are turning to Old Faithful to protect themselves during these difficult times. And Old Faithful is real gold and silver from the Oxford Gold Group, the kind you can actually hold in your hands and have in your IRA. No better time than the present to protect your future and the future of your family. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. They will send you their free guide on investing in gold and silver and answer all of your questions. Protect your money before things get even worse out there. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-928-GOLD. Oxford is here to help you protect your savings and retirement. That's 833-928-GOLD.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
What do you mean we don't have those numbers?
Bruno's sports analytics startup lost its math whiz to the competition.
In order to stay competitive, we have to have this.
Now he needs a new statistician to even the score.
I don't even think these predictions are the most current. I mean, this is...
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Some good Samaritans who helped carry a runner across the finish line in the New York City Marathon makes today's Dean's List. The video shows a man in a black tank top that appears to stumble after nearly completing the incredibly difficult 26.2-mile race. All of a sudden, two men each grabbed the arm of the runner and lifted him up as they all walked towards the finish line. This while many others ran around them. Meanwhile, another man in the video walks behind to make sure the runner doesn't fall back. You can hear in the background the crowd roaring with excitement as the strangers helped each other finish the race. Social media loved the moment with comments like, "I was there. We saw this and cried. It was extraordinary." The New York City Marathon celebrated its 50th anniversary, drawing over 30,000 athletes from across the world. Congratulations to everyone who ran the race and to the strangers who went out of their way to help. You made today's Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Alex Boylan of the new series on Amazon's IMDb TV, The College Tour. The series offers high school students the opportunity to check out colleges and universities around the country from the comfort of their own home.
Every school is so different down to the people, the culture, you know, the location. And so we just try to bring all that into a story that people can absorb.
The show aims to help families cut down the cost of visiting colleges in person.
The financial outlay for the average family to go outside of their state or outside, it's like $2,500, a lot of money for them to go and like check out a new school. And so we feel like this series is allowing, whether it's the students to watch it on their phone or parents to sit back and watch it on their television screens, tour the country, right?
The College Tour Season 2 is streaming now on IMDb TV and is available on the College Tour app and website. Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Both of them, to some extent, are testing the United States and determining whether or not we're going to stand by our word with regards to the lines that neither Russia or China can't cross. So Russia has been doing this for a while. Putin's been doing this for a while, putting troops into the Ukraine, and he's doing it again. I think it's important for the United States to make clear to Putin that that line should not be crossed. And the same thing is true with regards to China.
Right. That's Leon Panetta, former chief of staff for Bill Clinton, former head of the CIA. And he used to be a Republican back in, you know, when he first started his political career. But just laying it out, the mixed signals, there's too much at stake to play politics. The mixed signals you're giving are two adversaries now. And by the way, allowing your oil and gas industry to be
lapped by Russia, and then when you need more oil and gas, you ask Russia to pump more or Saudi Arabia. Now oil is now $80, getting up to $80 a barrel. You know what that'll do for Russia's aggression? That's pretty clear to Leon Panetta, who is seen on the international stage where you should put party politics behind. Now, the other thing to keep in mind, the word is after the Olympics, China moves. The word is in January, Russia moves into the Ukraine. Cut 42.
President Xi has just extended his term. He's going to go through 2035. He's also planning for China to be the world leader, to replace the United States as a world leader. He thinks we're in decline. He thinks we're weak. The United States can't take that for granted. We are going to have to invest not just in our economy. We're going to have to invest a lot more in technology, particularly on artificial intelligence and other areas, in order to ensure particularly that our defense capability reflects that technological capability that China is developing.
That is Liam Panetta telling it like it is. So I want to see everyone tonight download Fox Nation, get the app, watch the Patriot Awards. They're going to be fantastic. And don't forget, I will see you Sunday at the Plaza Live, WDBO listeners especially in Orlando. Go to BrianKilmeade.com, get the president and freedom fighter.
Honey, I'm officially sick of junk mail, emails, and ads about Medicare. Why are they suddenly bombarding us with this stuff?
Because it's open enrollment. We could get more benefits.
Clear up your Medicare confusion with simple, easy answers at EasyMedicare.com. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Medicare.com. Annual enrollment is now through December 7th. Go to EasyMedicare.com or speak with a licensed agent at 1-888-486-1662. EasyMedicare.com. We make choosing a Medicare plan easy.
Speak with a licensed insurance agent or visit easymedicare.com Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. EST, Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. EST. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, has neither reviewed nor approved this information with regard to the federal Medicare program. EasyMedicare.com is powered by eTelequote Insurance, Inc., a private duly licensed insurance agency appointed by Medicare Advantage, HMO, BPO, and PFFS plans and standalone prescription drug plans and insurance companies holding Medicare contracts approved by CMS. Enrollment in any plans or coverage is subject to insurance company approval. This information is not a complete description of benefits. Contact the plan for more information. Limitations, co-payments, and restrictions may apply. Benefits, premiums, and or member cost share may change on January 1 of each year. You must continue paying your Medicare Part B premium.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. U.S. expands the COVID-19 booster shot list.
All adults in the United States are now eligible to receive COVID-19 booster shots. The Food and Drug Administration authorized the boosters late Friday, allowing anyone 18 or older to choose either a Pfizer or Moderna booster 6 months after their last dose. Anyone who got the single-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine can get a booster just 2 months after their shot. And the FDA took the further step of urging people 50 and older to get a booster. It is okay to mix and match boosters from any company. As of Friday, more than 195 million Americans had been fully vaccinated, and more than 32 million had already received a booster. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The ex-girlfriend of the man who detonated an explosive in downtown Nashville last Christmas filed a lawsuit saying she should receive $284,000 in rewards offered after the blast. Pamela Perry wants the reward because she says she came at great personal risk to aid law enforcement in identifying the bomber. The United States International Climate Pledge facing a test in the Senate that will have global influence.
After United Nations climate talks in Scotland, the Biden administration faces the test of fulfilling promises to invest for a new era of clean energy. The House passed a roughly $1.85 trillion social policy and climate bill Friday, including $555 billion for cleaner energy. But the bill must squeeze through the Senate by the narrowest of margins to get passed.
Jennifer King reporting. The head of the U.S. Indo-Pacific Command says the U.S. and its allies need to operate with a greater sense of urgency amid rising tensions and China's increasingly assertive military actions. Admiral John Aquilino reaffirmed America's commitment to achieving a free and open Indo-Pacific region during meetings with allies at the Halifax International Security Forum. More at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that, I can tell you, fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years. Now, almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Riots erupted in the Dutch city of Rotterdam around a demonstration against coronavirus restrictions.
Police vans came out in force in downtown Rotterdam in the Netherlands to try to break up what the city's mayor called an orgy of violence. Rioters cheered as they lit fires and set off fireworks at police. Police responded by opening fire on protesters, injuring several people. Rotterdam's mayor, Ahmed Aboutaleb, told reporters the police drew their weapons to defend themselves. A number of police officers were also injured in the violence as others arrested dozens of people. The unrest comes at a time when officials want to restrict coronavirus passes to vaccinated people only. I'm Karen Chamas.
Chinese tech giants, including Alibaba Group and Tencent Holdings, were fined Saturday for failing to report nearly four dozen corporate acquisitions. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Meanwhile, the lifelong feminist and Democrat has given a stark warning to her party.
Kara Dansky, president of the Women's Human Rights Campaign's U.S. chapter, warns stop promoting the abolition of biological sex or lose votes. Dansky said, my party has been pushing this gender identity agenda in law and throughout the society, and it's terrible for women and girls. She said the U.S. is in the middle of a national crisis over the meaning of the word sex and gender. Dansky said, every single person is either female or male. There's nothing wrong with saying that. How many girls have to be hurt before our society and our lawmakers and laws acknowledge that? Patrick Frost reporting.
Retired Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy received the Colonial Williamsburg Foundation's highest honor, recognizing how much Kennedy's helped shape the nation. He was appointed by President Reagan and spent three decades on the bench before retiring at age 81 in 2018. More details at srnnews.com.
Hi, this is Whitney from Timberline Heating and Air Conditioning. On behalf of the whole Timberline team, we wanted to take this opportunity during this special time of year as we gather to spend time with our family and friends. It is also a time to remember all of our veterans and those currently serving our country. So we join with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute, sending peace, hope, and happiness this holiday season to all our veterans and service members from the Timberline Heating and Air family. Happy Holidays.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
From the Fox News radio studios in New York City, fresh off the set of Fox and Friends, it's America's receptive voice, Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. Welcome to the latest moments. Welcome to the latest moments of the Brian Kilmeade Show. Coming to you from Hollywood, Florida, the home of the Patriot Awards. It just ended a few hours ago, and we're ready to go and start planning for the fourth annual. I want to come right back here, if you can, Allison. If you have your credit card, I just got to put a deposit down. Mine are kind of maxed out. And I would like to just reserve this whole theater, same thing, leave everything up for next year. Because I thought it was just perfect. It was a great night. It was a great night to celebrate America. Mike Rowe is sitting right next to me. You'll have to take my word on that unless you're watching Fox Nation. We're streaming. Mike, I didn't tell you we were streaming. You don't care. Okay.
I'm caring a long time ago.
Right. Yeah. Congressman Brian Steele will be with us, too. We're going to be talking about that new infrastructure, the reconciliation package we're supposed to get jammed down our throats any day now. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
If, when you say critical race theory, if you say that on MSNBC, people think that's a great thing because they're finally teaching an honest history of racism in this country. That's different than teaching that racism is the essence of America. That's what people get upset about.
Bill Maher making sense. He's a liberal, but he's normal. Why don't they listen? From CRT to cancel culture, the Democrats are not only turning off Republicans and independents, even iconic liberals like Bill Maher says, count me out. What will it take to wake them up?
Number two.
We didn't have the quality of evidence that the state had until the case had been closed.
I do not believe an unknown technical incident should result in a mistrial.
That is the Rittenhouse defense and the prosecutor talking about the possibility that if you hold back footage that show an actual shooting incident and you're trying to convict the shooter, you should tell everybody you have the video. Can you imagine that concept? Meanwhile, the jury is still meeting. We're in day three. At any moment, they could break up and say we have a conviction or we have somebody who's going to be exonerated. And the judge can now also say, I'm dismissing the entire case. We'll talk about it.
Number one.
Congress will not add to inflationary pressures in the economy. Number one, the bills do not add inflation pressures. Let me repeat that. Do not add inflation pressures.
See, if you repeat it, it's got to be true. Why would he say it twice if it wasn't true? Panic among Dems as they are facing a midterm massacre as inflation whittles away at their base in America's family budget. Let's talk about somebody who does not like when his base is whittled away. This is the intro you wanted me to say, right? Mike Rowe, welcome.
Leave my base alone.
Thank you. By the way, he narrates How America Works, Mondays at 8 o'clock on Fox Business, CEO of Mike Rowe Works. And those are just, you have so many titles.
Well, I'm doing all I can to make the business card as confusing as possible.
Right, or it's just separate. you could just have two cards or three cards.
Tell them about Dirty Jobs. It's coming back.
Oh, yeah, give me details on that. You didn't tell me this story.
January 2nd, 6 new episodes of Dirty Jobs is back.
Did you shoot them already?
We shot them. I just looked at them. They looked terrific, modesty aside. They nearly killed me, like most of them did, but they're fun. They're great.
So what brought it back? You? Did you push to bring it back? Do you own it now?
No, I don't own it, but what happened this year is the same thing that happened back in 2008 when we went into a recession, as you'll recall, and Dirty Jobs had been on the air about 5 years. And suddenly, the show became relevant in ways that nobody anticipated, right? It happened again. After a year and a half of lockdowns and seeing essential work in the headlines every single day, I got, literally thousands of notes on Facebook and social and whatnot from people who were saying, look, man, that crazy show was the granddaddy of essential working shows. Why don't you just bring it back to remind people what's new, if anything, what's changed? Mm-hmm. And that was happening at the same time as How America Works, which is kind of like Dirty Jobs without a host,
Yeah.
Celebrating the same industries, but from a different perspective. And so suddenly, the long answer to your question is the headlines made it, literally brought the show back. We couldn't not do it given what's going on in the country.
So where do we see it?
Dirty Jobs is on Discovery Sunday nights, 8 o'clock, starting first Sunday in January. How America Works, Fox Business, Monday nights at 8. And MicroWorks, which you were kind enough to mention, is always open. We're in our 13th year. $1 million in work ethic scholarships we give away every year to kids who want to learn a skill that's actually in demand. So, look, I'm in a really interesting time for me right now because the shows I do line up perfectly with the foundation that I run. And the headlines, some of which you just mentioned, are pushing the whole thing forward lickety-split. So it's exciting.
So, you know, I'm reading about Lincoln, about his youth, and I'm trying to get a picture of, you know, what I could bring in different because everyone keeps writing about his youth. So all of a sudden his land stopped producing crops.
Yeah.
He's got to move.
Yeah.
So he's got to pack everybody up, and he's got to go find another place to clear and hope he can plant crops there or else he doesn't eat.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying I want to go back to those days, but I'm in awe. All of that pioneer spirit that says it's my responsibility, this place is opportunity. And by the way, I am not sure if the American Indians are going to allow me to stay.
Mm-hmm.
I certainly don't have their protection, so I got to learn how to shoot. There was no social safety net.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, from that to this, where you're getting money for doing nothing, for having children, and everything's free preschool, free school lunch, free college. It just has, it's got a ripple effect that you want to help, but you're actually hurting.
Yeah. Look, I think, you know, when we can talk about free stuff, which is fascinating in its own right, but what you said right before that, I think, is more fundamental. Our relationship with risk, and now our relationship with safety. When safety first becomes more than a bromide, more than a platitude, like when companies actually really tell you with a straight face that your safety is their responsibility, they're lying to you. And they're doing it for lots of reasons. Sometimes it's HR, sometimes it's lawyers. But, I mean, anybody who's ever flown in the last 20 years knows this, that the first thing they say is the most important thing is your safety, really, as I strap myself into an aluminum tube that's going to break the speed of sound at 600. You know, I mean, are you kidding me? Come on. Safety is critically important. It's safety in all things is important. But we have elevated it, I think, in our culture to a point where anything that comes with any level of risk is now terrifying. So to your point, we would never populate this country the way we did. We would never press west.
Right.
Manifest destiny would have never happened. I mean, it's
wouldn't have made the Louisiana Purchase.
Never. Never. Look, every single thing, the only four-letter word that's truly worth a damn nowadays is risk, right? And debt. Our relationship with risk and debt informs virtually everything we do. And are we out of balance with both those things? I think so, yeah.
Do you think, and I'm saying this knowing you're not a political person, do you think that a politician running for office that said, I'm not here to raise you, I'm not here to raise your kids, I'm here to steer the country in the general direction but not dominate every area of life, don't look for me to do it,
mm-hmm.
and says, don't ask for what you can do for your country, don't ask for what I can do, what the country can do to be for you, but what you can do for your country. Mm-hmm. Do you think someone could win saying that?
Yes, I do. I'm not sure when, but soon. Because I think that sometimes, like every time, really, things have to go splat before they get better. And I don't know what splat looks like
right
now.
When you have no alternative but to change.
Or very few, right? So no one knows exactly where the benchmarks are. Maybe it's 9% inflation. Maybe it's 30,000 over the border instead of 20. Maybe it's fill in the blank, right? Mm-hmm. But part of what's going on, I think, is not just a political divide, it's a rhetorical divide. And we're struggling today and we're arguing over definitions of words that we used to understand, like infrastructure, right? People had a working understanding of what infrastructure was.
And
then all of a sudden, it was free child care, free college, and slave reparations. Now, we can have conversations about all those things, but when you jam it into a bill and call it infrastructure, people get confused, and then they get angry. When Merriam-Webster redefines anti-vax to mean those who are opposed to mandates, people go, no, wait, what? I don't understand, right? So it's real easy, I think, to look around and say, gosh, we're awfully divided politically, but don't forget fun and games with the language. Because
right.
our very words are being redefined in real time.
Now they use this thing called human infrastructure.
Yeah.
And we just accept it. And I watch, and now I'm watching the news go, now the human infrastructure go, like, oh, wait a second, they just made that up.
How about social justice?
Right. Yeah, what is that?
Well, there's justice. And anything, like any word that you put in front of justice does something to the word justice that's not quite just, right? You're changing it.
Yeah.
It's like putting the in front of science. Science is science.
Right.
When it's the science, well, what do you mean the science?
Comes doctrine.
Your science?
Yeah.
My science? Right.
Yeah.
So it's a terribly confusing time. Everybody is really long on certainty. Everybody sounds so sure, so certain. And yet, we don't know who to believe. Our institutions have been hollowed out. And again, this is a long way of saying, that's why Dirty Jobs came back. It's simple. It's simple. You look at Dirty Jobs and you see problems and you see solutions.
You also see pride.
Oh, and
pride in the job.
And humor.
Right.
And humor. Right. It's so easy to portray traditional tropes of work mm-hmm. by reducing it to drudgery. And this drives me crazy. Right. It's people look at work in terms of labor and management and the conflict that always exists between those two things.
They have unions.
That's right. But labor is different than work. Labor's become political, truly. Work, that's personal. And every single person in this country has a vested interest in the skills gap.
See, what's interesting, to build on that, looking for political leadership, what if political leaders went to Dirty Jobs-like locations and instead of saying, I'm going to create this, go visit it and say, this is the type of work ethic Americans should be celebrating, and kind of lay the groundwork for a temper and temperament where what Democrat's going to get mad that I go visit a pipeline maker, or even if that's too political, or one of your Dirty Jobs locations that doesn't have political ramifications. You just see the pride in which they have. You go see their families. This is what happens.
Yes.
This is gets you on the softball team and lets your kids go play for the football squad, and they go on Friday night football. That's what part of it is. If you have a political leader doing that rather than promising things, because the way I understand it, the way I'm starting to get this, I'm a little slow, but every president promises to change everything. And when they don't, they failed and create hatred, and we're going to flip everything to the other team who will promise everything. Why promise? Just say, I'm not here to live your life. I'm here to set our country on a path, and if you like it, vote for me.
Sure. Look, I love the optics of it, but we've been trained to be suspicious of both sound bites and photo ops. Who hasn't visited the factory? Who hasn't gone to see the cars being made, who's running for office? I can see them in my mind's eye. They roll up their sleeves and they go shoulder to shoulder with the blue-collar guys, and now suddenly, well, look, you saw me over here, so clearly I'm a man of the people. Well, guess what? The people are onto that shtick. I can still remember Hillary sitting in that bar somewhere in Pennsylvania with those steel workers, you know, not so long ago, right? Like having a shot and like fitting in. And everybody's going, good. I mean, come on.
What about saying she had hot sauce on that African-American morning show?
Right. 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 So it's
Kamala Harris said that. Oh, actually, Hillary Clinton said it too, I think.
Yeah. These are confusing times. Somebody Google it. The point is, we've become an incredibly suspicious and skeptical electorate, justifiably so. Because everything is being focus grouped, everything is being tested, all the optics, all the research, right? And so if you put a show on the air, or a commercial campaign, or if you run a candidacy with the Dirty Jobs approach, which is no second takes, tell the truth, well, then you'll get a movie like Bullworth, remember? Right?
Yeah.
We've made movies about seeing people get elected for the main reason of not wanting to get elected.
I'll be honest, I didn't see Bullworth.
You should watch it.
I didn't want to stop you,
yeah.
But I never saw Bullworth. Like, yeah, what was the concept?
Can I be honest? You're free. Why are you standing up and I'm sitting down? You're looming over me, man. It's freaking me out. People at home should understand. You've taken a very masculine pose, hand on hip. He's literally looming over me.
Right.
So I either have to stand up or you have to sit down.
Can I think about it?
No, I'm standing up. We'll do it like this. I don't mind.
All right. Back in a moment.
What's something that you always carry with you?
Hot sauce.
Really?
Yeah. Hot sauce.
Really?
Yes.
Educating, entertaining, enlightening. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
If you're like most people, you're probably more than a little concerned about the state of the world around us today. Strange times. The stock market all-time highs every day. U.S. debt never been higher right now. Dollars losing value. And let's not forget about inflation, the highest since 2008. Remember what happened in 2008. So how do you protect your money, your retirement, your savings? Well, many people, just like you, are turning to Old Faithful to protect themselves during these difficult times. And Old Faithful is real gold and silver from the Oxford Gold Group, the kind you can actually hold in your hands and have in your IRA. No better time than the present to protect your future and the future of your family. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. They will send you their free guide on investing in gold and silver and answer all of your questions. Protect your money before things get even worse out there. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-928-GOLD. Oxford is here to help you protect your savings and retirement. That's 833-928-GOLD.
Right now, I'm getting bombarded with TV ads, postcards, and emails about Medicare Advantage programs, saying what I may be eligible for and what might be available. But don't tell me everything there is to know. Tell me what I need to know.
Clear up your Medicare confusion with simple, easy answers at EasyMedicare.com. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Medicare.com. Go to EasyMedicare.com or speak with a licensed agent at 1-888-486-1662. EasyMedicare.com.
Speak with a licensed insurance agent or visit EasyMedicare.com Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. EST, Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. EST. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, has neither reviewed nor approved this information with regard to the federal Medicare program. EasyMedicare.com is powered by eTelequote Insurance, Inc., a private, duly licensed insurance agency appointed by Medicare Advantage, HMO, PPO, and PFFS plans and standalone prescription drug plans and insurance companies holding Medicare contracts approved by CMS. Enrollment in any plan for coverage is subject to insurance company approval. This information is not a complete description of benefits. Contact the plan for more information. Limitations, co-payments, and restrictions may apply. Benefits, premiums, and or member cost share may change on January 1 of each year. You must continue paying your Medicare Part B premium.
Sponsored by eTelequote.
This is Fox on Justice. A tenured professor is suing UCLA for trying to fire him after he refused to grade students by race. It happened shortly after the death of George Floyd when Professor Gordon Klein and other instructors received an email asking that black students be graded with, quote, leniency and excused from the final exam. Klein refused, and since class was Zoom only, he didn't know students' color.
If you're going to say that, you're going to have to articulate a rule. What does it mean to be black? What do you do if somebody's of mixed parentage? Is that half credit? What do you do there?
The next day, UCLA received 12,000 signatures asking Klein be fired for being insensitive and racist. The dean condemned Klein in a message to some 40,000 alumni, as did the Anderson School's Twitter page, before it suspended and banned Klein from campus. Though later overturned, Klein is suing UCLA. No comment from the university. In Los Angeles, William Lajeunesse, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. A hefty $700 hospital bill in Georgia just for stopping by. It's called an emergency room visit fee, and it's often added to your total hospital bill. And the amount can vary between hospitals.
What do you mean I have a bill for that day? I didn't do anything. I was really just shocked.
Taylor Davis says she went to the emergency room at Emory Decatur Hospital for a head injury. She sat in the waiting room for hours, but with no end in sight, she decided to leave.
Well, I didn't get my vitals taken. Nobody called my name. I wasn't seen at all. I just came, sat in a chair for 7 hours, and left.
An email sent to Davis by an Emory patient financial services employee says you get charged before you are seen, not for being seen. Emory Healthcare sent a statement that reads in part, "Our teams are currently looking into this matter and will follow up directly with the individual." For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Now,
from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
October 30th, 1974. It was the Rumble in the Jungle. World heavyweight champion George Foreman and former world champion Muhammad Ali entered the ring in Zaire in one of the first Don King promoted boxing matches. Muhammad Ali regained the world title from a younger and stronger Foreman and spoke to the press after the fight.
I had one hell of a Rumble. I had to beat Tarzan's behind first for claiming to be the king in the jungle. For this fight, I've wrestled with alligators. I've tussled with the whale. I done handcuffed lightning and put thunder in jail. You know I'm bad. I have murdered a rock. I injured a stone and I hospitalized a brick. I'm so bad I make medicine sick. I'm so fast, man, I can run through a hurricane and don't get wet.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. The more you listen, the more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
There was so much cargo at the rail yards that his containers got stuck at the bottom of a pile for 9 weeks. He told us it was like having his toys held hostage. The kicker, the rail line charged him for storage. This, on top of paying $30,000 for a container from China, 10 times what he paid last year.
If that were as bad as it was, that would still be horrible, but it gets worse because we get penalized for storage. And that's where it becomes the theater of the absurd.
That is a little bit of 60 Minutes as they try to get a hold of the supply chain. Remember, President Biden said it was too complicated for just mortals to figure out. So we can't get the ships to port. When they get on port, we can't get anyone to unload them. When we finally get them unloaded, we can't get anyone to drive them to where they belong. But Walmart said, I'm going to get my own planes, going to get my own ships. We're going to deliver it themselves. And President Biden says yesterday, go to Walmart. They can handle it. That they will have plenty on their shelves. Is he solving the problem, Mike Rowe?
Well, I think what he's doing in an odd way is proving how connected we are. And what I mean by that is there's so many examples of what's happening in the country today that rely on a binary look at things. It's this or that, right? The supply chain shows us that, no, it's all connected. The price of fuel, storage, shipping, trains, trucks, you know, every single thing in this theater where we're sitting and in your home, which I've never been to, but I can assure you,
right,
has either been
it's more of a compound.
Everything in your compound has either been on a train or a truck.
Right.
Every single thing. So when you start pulling on any of those threads, it's like a sweater. Right. The whole thing is going to buckle
right
up and you're going to wreck it.
But does anyone want to fix the sweater or just say, I'd never wear that? It seems like we just go, wow, that's a mess.
Well, there's a hole in there.
Yeah.
Done. No, what we want to do is we want to take a pair of scissors and just start clipping at threads.
Right.
And that doesn't solve the problem either. You know, so I don't know. I mean, I'm not saying it's a silver lining, but if you think we're completely isolated, siloed and separated, look at what happens when you mess with the supply
chain. Let's promo everything you do in your podcast. It's now going to become a series on TBN?
Correct. It's called The Way I Heard It, coming in January.
Yeah. So the podcast still available?
Oh, yeah. It's out there, The Way I Heard
It. You're going to be singing with John Rich on a Christmas song.
You're going to be the feel-good hit of the summer. Yep. All the money's going to our charities. It's called Santa Claus Got a Dirty Job.
Right. I'm not going to tell you. I don't know the music business, but a Christmas song in the summer?
Well, I'm saying it's the feel-good hit of the summer. Summer right now means every... Remember earlier we were saying words don't mean what they mean anymore?
Right.
That's right. It's always summertime, Brian. You're welcome.
What's your Thanksgiving Day plan this year? Black Bear Diner will be open, and you've got options. Come in for a three-course entree. Choose from turkey, ham, or prime rib. Or grab a Thanksgiving meal to go for an easy fix at home. If you're on the road, stop at one of our 145 diners for a fill-up along the way. Search for Black Bear Diner near me. Spend your Thanksgiving with Black Bear Diner. Open daily in Reading at 2605 Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner. When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air. Burke's Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Burke's Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Burke's Construction Management.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Billy Pilgrim from my buddy Doug Tooley from BNT 241-3474. You need to know that number, 241-3474, for the best service. Doug and his great crew at BNT makes TV so easy. They're the experts. They do TV wall mounts. They did one for us. TV antennas, surround sound. They can even set up your RV or set up your boat. Doug doesn't do dishes, but he'll dust behind your TV. So for all your TV entertainment needs, no matter what it is, call the local guys. Call my buddy Doug Tooley, the nicest man in the world, at 241-3474. 241-3474. They'll be there on time. They'll get the job done on time, and you're good to go.
With over 60 years of combined experience, let us, your locally owned TV guys, help you. We know what we are doing. You can trust us.
Call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474.
Doug makes TV easy.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
December 4th, join us as we send packages to the troops all over the world for the holidays. Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. From 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday the 4th, join us for our annual packages for the troops at the VFW Hall on Center Street in Anderson. $10 adults, $8 students with student ID. Children 12 and under free. Admission covers costs for lunch and partial shipping for a box. And hey, if you have leftover Halloween candy, donate it and we'll put it in the packages. You can drop off donations between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. Fridays at the museum offices, 2110 North Street in Anderson, or bring it to the event December 4th. Again, this year I want to remind you, Homeward Bound is providing Thanksgiving and Christmas meals for military families in need during the holidays. You can donate canned goods, hams or turkeys, or gift cards. Again, drop off of the donation is every Friday between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. at the museum offices on North Street. For more information, call Rob Burrows at 530-510-8210. And thank you for your support.
interested in it?
Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
We typically work about 19 hours a day here. It's that 3 to 8 a.m. shift that we've added and tried to get others to work with us during those times as well.
So you might be working 24/7, but the warehouses are not.
That's right.
So they have no place for these goods to go after they get off the ship at 3 o'clock in the morning.
And there you've just diagnosed the problem. The cargo has nowhere to go. We've got to get a workforce in the warehouses and the trucking industry that are complementary to all this cargo that's coming in right now.
There is a lot of finger pointing.
Yes, there is.
The truckers blame the terminals. The terminals blame the shippers. The retailers blame the truckers and the shippers. How do you get that contentious group to sit at the table, stop pointing fingers, and actually clear out this backlog?
That's been the toughest part. We haven't moved the needle yet, but it's not for a lack of trying. And we're going to have to just double down.
That is Gene Sirocco, who's working on the docks, and he's an executive, and he's trying to explain to 60 Minutes what's going on with the supply chain. Now, the President of the United States says, I took action. I told the dock workers to work 24 hours. As you see what happened, you didn't tell anybody else to work 24 hours, and I thought I was the one who couldn't understand it. Mike Rowe is here. Mike directly has a bunch of businesses going, but he directly is affected by a supply chain problem. And it's not because his Peloton's a little late, therefore his quads aren't fully developed. It's something else, am I right, Mike?
Well, look, I mean, at the risk of shameless pluggery, yeah, I'm supposed to have bourbon on the shelves right now, named after my grandfather, Carl Noble, who was the inspiration for Dirty Jobs. And the bourbon's done, and it's delicious. It's Tennessee whiskey, and it's waiting to go in the bottles. The bottles have been out in the port, and then they got on a truck somewhere, and I don't know where they are now. Now, you got labels coming in from someplace else. You got a cork that comes in from another place entirely. So if you're talking about something as simple as a bottle of booze, you've got the booze, the bottle, the label, the cork. You've got dates you've got to hit. You've got retailers. You've got, I mean, it's incredibly complicated. And when one little thing goes off the rails, it trickles all the way back down. So boo-hoo, the guy on TV can't get his whiskey on the shelf. Who cares, right? Well, eventually, walk it back. And if you're a consumer and you'd like to have a little holiday cheer and none of the bottles make it, that's when things start to get real. And that's what we're seeing right now. This is trickling down to the consumer. And they have an honest question. And
why is everything so expensive?
Well, why is everything so expensive?
And where is it?
And why did we wait for months? We could see the ships out there. Where I live, I can see the ships. They're there. And they were just sitting there. Somebody somewhere must have done some sort of basic calculus and said, rut-row. Right? We're not going to make our dates.
Right.
And the fact that nobody connected those dots and the fact that anybody in power right now can be remotely surprised by that, that leaves your average American wondering what's wrong.
That's why when we looked at it and we said $1.2 trillion of infrastructure, we know China puts a lot more into it, and people say, well, we needed to do it, and there's only, you know, people go back and forth, Republicans, Democrats, whether it's enough for green as opposed to just roads and bridges. Having said that, it's all going to come down to how that money produces the bridge and produces the road. And what we heard Barack Obama say in 2009 is, I found out there's no such thing as a shovel-ready project because for environmental issues, problem with unions,
right.
They don't want the bridge anymore. Mm-hmm. There was nothing done. So there were not a bunch of projects that had to be signed off on. So he put the mayor of New Orleans, Landrieu, in charge of $1.2 trillion. I'm not sure what his expertise is, but I never walked into New Orleans and said, what a marvelous wonder, you know? If you told me, I never said, how do they build that? You
right.
know, except for the French Quarter, but I don't think the country needs to look like the French Quarter.
Well, you know, when you start out below sea level, you're rolling the dice, right?
Right,
you know
what I mean? Right.
You're going to need some pretty amazing infrastructure.
Yeah.
But look, when Obama talked about 3 million shovel-ready jobs, that happened actually in 2008. That he sort of coined that turn of phrase. And that, coincidentally, was the year I launched MicroWorks, which was a PR campaign for open positions. And I knew I could just, from working on the show and talking to people, I knew that there weren't 3 million people standing in line waiting for the honor of being handed a shovel. right? Right. So it's not just the nature of the work that wasn't quite shovel ready. It was the nature of the species. It's us, right? We have in our minds a definition of what a good job is. And it's not one that requires the use of a shovel. And so that whole campaign needed better marketing and a broader conversation. And look, that was 2008, 2.3 million open jobs. Today, it's 2021. 10.4 million. So clearly I'm making things worse. but we're still in the same fix. Yet 4 million people quit their jobs last month.
Right.
They quit. Now, people are having really lively conversations about why, but in the end, they quit. Right? So what else do we really need to know? Our relationship with work is fractured, and it connects us just as surely as the supply chain does with my stupid whiskey. If I can't get a bottle of whiskey on the shelf in 2021 because I can't get the bottles, well then, think of the complexity of getting steel or lumber or construction and so forth. It's overwhelming.
I do think it's overwhelming, but I also think that you had a great term on TV today on Fox and Friends. You used the term will.
Yeah, the will gap.
There's the first time I ever heard that, but it's so basic. There's a skills gap, mm-hmm. but now there's a will to acquire the skills or a will just to work. I knew I didn't have a choice when I was working. If I wanted money, if I wanted to put gas in the car, if I wanted a car, I'd pay the insurance. I knew exactly what the insurance was.
Right.
The body plastic on the Mustang, how much that would cost. So there was just no choice.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think the problem is we have a choice because we have so much money in the system? Do you think we've become weaker as a country or softer as a country?
I think if you're going to talk about the macro, then the answer is yes. But macro's tough for micro, because cookie cutter advice and general observation.
I don't want to say everybody's lazy who quit their job.
But that's exactly the point. This is how the skills gap gets politicized. If you look at the existence of 10.4 million jobs and you look at the number of people who are leaving, my buddies on the left will tell you it's because their employers are greedy, rapacious capitalists, and the jobs themselves aren't very good. And if that argument doesn't stick, then they'll tell you that the skills gap is simply a myth and link you to a bunch of articles in the New Republic that confirm their belief and so forth. My buddies on the right, on the other hand, will tell you, no, look, the fundamental human condition is flawed. Give people a chance to do it the easy way or the hard way. They'll take the easy way. And so forth and so on. So on the one side, you got people talking about laziness. And on the other side, you have people talking about greed. So the truth, I reckon, is somewhere in the middle. But it's not macro. It's
right.
The individual.
And I will say this. What you just said, I'm going to factor that into what we just went through for the last year and a half. Everybody on the planet was affected by the pandemic. If you didn't have it, you feared you were going to get it. We know about, and that was a great point you took about risk. But can you imagine if the message was, yeah, this is going to be out there. I'm a little concerned about this. And this is the numbers I'm looking at. And this is what China's been telling me. And what I'm going to tell you is the best thing you could do is lose weight. The best thing you could do is eat right. The best thing you could do is exercise.
You're not
going
to get elected.
I have the office already.
Right. Okay.
What if you said that?
Yeah.
What if you said right now the people who are overweight, 85% of the casualties for people that are overweight are of underlying conditions. So what I want you to do is go to our website. We've got some basic things you can do without any equipment. You could do with a towel. You could do at home.
Mm-hmm.
And we can even have video demonstrations. And we're working on this. So even if you decide not to do it, but imagine if you just said, hey, I could take action.
Yeah.
Rather than wait and cower and watch Netflix, I could take action.
My best friend did it. Chuck, he and I walked every morning during the lockdowns. He's in L.A., I'm in San Francisco, and we talked, we caught up on business, but he lost 35 pounds.
Wow.
Getting up every morning and walking for 2 hours. Here's the masks that my foundation sells. They say safety third. All right? We've raised $350,000
really?
Selling these masks. Yeah, because safety third is exactly what you just said. What if our leaders said, listen, we do care deeply about your safety, but not as much as you do and not as much as you should. So if you're going to spend the lockdown watching Netflix and eating bonbons, right, then okay, choices. But The fundamental problem with the example you just laid out is that the entire proposition is rooted in personal responsibility. And that's another one of those words that's been co-opted. So now if we talk about that or rugged individualism or work ethic, well, you know, guess what? You're on one side of the political aisle because those words have been abdicated by the other guys. Likewise, if I'm going to talk about kindness and decency and empathy,
right.
All right, well, then you must be a Democrat because they own all that. Why the Republicans would give those words away, I don't understand. And why the Democrats would give those other words away, I don't understand. But we have. And we're messing with the language, and it's going to come back to bite us in the butt.
Right. Speaking of bite us in the butt, yes. I don't have a transition, but I wanted to emphasize that line. I think you're done.
It's not weird at all, man.
Right. Nothing weird.
It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Right.
I feel
like I learn something every time, and I always kick myself for not coming up with it. It seems like you could take a complicated thing and make it simple in one line, and it makes me feel so inadequate, which is why Allison keeps booking you is unbelievable.
Well, look, Allison clearly has a level of taste that's both sophisticated and elevated, and so clearly to your listeners, at least when I'm on, and so thank you.
And by the way, if you offer her more money, she'll leave.
Really?
Yeah, so you could probably get her, yeah.
Well, we're hiring, actually.
Really?
We got supply chain issues, as you may have heard.
Hey, if you could find a way to make my whiskey, that would be great. Fantastic.
Deal.
All right. Hey, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Anytime.
All right. Do you mean that?
No.
I didn't think so. Back in a moment.
Expanding your knowledge base is Brian Kilmeade.
If you're like most people, you're probably more than a little concerned about the state of the world around us today. Strange times. The stock market all-time highs every day. U.S. debt never been higher right now. Dollars losing value. And let's not forget about inflation, the highest since 2008. Remember what happened in 2008. So, how do you protect your money, your retirement, your savings? Well, many people, just like you, are turning to Old Faithful to protect themselves during these difficult times. And Old Faithful is real gold and silver from the Oxford Gold Group, the kind you can actually hold in your hands and have in your IRA. No better time than the present to protect your future and the future of your family. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. They will send you their free guide on investing in gold and silver and answer all of your questions. Protect your money before things get even worse out there. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-928-GOLD. Oxford is here to help you protect your savings and retirement. That's 833-928-GOLD.
Hi, welcome to Furniture Depot. And you, come on in.
Couches are flying off the floor at Cheyenne's Furniture Store.
Sarah, can you go over to dining sets, please?
She needs more sales associates before shoppers take their seats elsewhere.
Can somebody get me a price check on Trundlebit?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
So the dream was to build your very own law practice, be your own boss, call all the shots. But have things like billing, HR, timekeeping, and all the other management stuff turned your dream into a nightmare? Take charge of your practice with Lexicon. We're the intersection of practice management software and legal support services for your firm. You'll get more billable and livable hours back. Lexicon marks the spot for all your practice management needs. Visit lexiconservices.com/intersection to get the whole story or schedule a demo.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. There is always someone doing something stupid somewhere. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Join me, Jason Chaffetz, every Wednesday as I shed light on the news and make some predictions along the way. You never know who will drop in. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
Get all of your favorite Fox News podcasts ad-free on Apple Podcasts with Fox News Podcasts Plus. From Trey Gowdy, the Fox News Rundown, Will Cain, Brian Kilmeade, and so much more. Go to foxnewspodcasts.com for all the details. The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. New from the Fox News Podcasts Network. Dana Perino, co-host of the 5 and America's Newsroom on Fox News Channel, returns to the world of audio with a new limited-time podcast, Everything Will Be Okay with Dana Perino. Building off the success of her best-selling book of the same name, Dana provides an unequaled brand of advice built on real-life experience and interviews experts and individuals that make a difference in the lives of others. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You think this is the Brian Kilmeade Show?
Something like Hunter Biden. I mean, if Don Jr. had done what Hunter Biden had done, it would be every night, all night on MSNBC. But the fact that it's Hunter Biden and Joe's on the blue team, see, that's the problem with America. Everything is so binary. Everything that the red team doesn't like goes in the blue bin and vice versa.
I'm sorry. I know you don't listen to the show to hear the latest Bill Maher, but when I have somebody on the left who speaks a normal pro-American language, and I, you know, Bill Maher is very critical of the country, but fundamentally he's trying to tell us over the last year and a half he does like the country, and the people that he's dealing with now on the left don't. And look at this headline on Mediaite. It says, if Don Jr. had done what Hunter Biden had done, it would be every night, all night on MSNBC. You know who said that? Bill Maher. And he said it on CNN. And they know he is. Every news person knows that Bill Maher is 100% right. That this is a story when the youngest son on a laptop reveals their dad, who's the president, involved in international business deals where his power got him access, and in turn, he is now in power, and you have to wonder what access is he giving up and what country is at stake, our country. So that's why we pulled so much of this culture stuff out. I want you to hear a little bit more, and I'm sorry we're banging around a little bit because we're tearing down the Patriot Awards. At the Patriot Awards right now, we set up this huge production, and they are beginning to leave. But we're talking more about cancel culture. And here is Bill Maher on the Democratic Party going too far. Cut 39.
When you're doing something that sounds like a headline in The Onion, that's when you've gone too far. Land of Lincoln cancels Lincoln. That really happened. You know, they tore down Lincoln.
Yeah. So
Lincoln isn't good enough for them. Seattle, the city council voted to decriminalize crime. This is an Onion headline. You know, I saw one very recently. Maybe babies should vote. What do I mean about the party of no common sense? This is where this party is. Or I don't think that's where the party is. It's where the faction that gets all the headlines. And again, it goes in the blue bin. And the average voter sees that and attaches it.
It's true. You know, the Republicans, I don't really know if Republicans cancel anybody ever. I don't know. I mean, everybody knows, too, this is actually out of self-defense. When you have Dave Chappelle, the most powerful cutting-edge comedian out there, and they're doing everything to cancel him because of part of his stand-up was about a transgender, and evidently it was insulting, I think that is pretty crazy. I have not watched the special yet, but he said anybody wants to criticize me, watch the special. I don't want to criticize him, so I don't feel obligated to do so. But Bill Maher also talked about kids. So Bill Maher has no kids and not a parent. Don't even think he thirsts to be a parent. But sees what's happening in these school boards. Instead of saying what Democrats are saying is Republicans are threatening school board members and there's big money behind it, he sees, listens to what they're saying, the parents are saying, and sees it's a problem and can't believe they don't see it. Listen to this, Cut 37.
Kids are taught and sometimes separated into groups, oppressor and oppressed. Again, does a kid even know what those words mean? Would they gravitate toward that if you hadn't told them? You can acknowledge that we have made great progress on all the social issues. And yet there is still more work to be done. We're not saying mission accomplished. It's just saying let's live in the year we're living in. You can't come up with good solutions unless you're realistic about what the problem is.
Can we live in the year we're in? That is the best line. And doesn't that sound familiar? Acknowledge the progress. Yes, we still have to make some progress still, but acknowledge it and live the year we're in. In other words, don't say we need reparations for things and houses back and how dare you we steal land from the American Indian. No, that was something that happened 300 years ago. That happened gradually. Then there was a mutual attack plan on each other where brutality was bestowed on both. This is the way it is, and I'm not going to apologize for it. Cut 35.
I'm not in schools. I have no interaction with children whatsoever. But I do understand this issue because I read accounts from parents, from educators, from people, and this is all over the country.
Cut 36.
If, when you say critical race theory, if you say that on MSNBC, people think that's a great thing because they're finally teaching an honest history of racism in this country, which I know no one who is against that. I'm certainly not against that. People should understand that. That's different than teaching that racism is the essence of America. That's what people get upset about. Or involving children who are probably not old enough or sophisticated enough to understand this very complicated issue with a very complicated history.
I don't know. Did Chris Cuomo talk at all? Or would we just take his sound bites? I would just let him monologue if I was there because he's just fantastic. All right. Listen, the President Freedom Fighter, I'm on tour right now. I'll be in Pensacola, Florida at Books A Million on Friday. Saturday, Fairhope, Alabama, Page and Pallet, and the Villages on Saturday, November 20th in the afternoon, and then Orlando, Florida, The Plaza Live, BrianKilmeade.com.
Honey, I'm officially sick of junk mail, emails, and ads about Medicare. Why are they suddenly bombarding us with this stuff?
Because it's open enrollment. We could get more benefits. Clear up your Medicare confusion with simple, easy answers at EasyMedicare.com. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Medicare.com. Annual enrollment is now through December 7th. Go to EasyMedicare.com or speak with a licensed agent at 1-888-486-1662. EasyMedicare.com. We make choosing a Medicare plan easy.
Speak with a licensed insurance agent or visit EasyMedicare.com Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. EST, Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. EST. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, has neither reviewed nor approved this information with regard to the federal Medicare program. EasyMedicare.com is powered by eTelequote Insurance, Inc., a private duly licensed insurance agency appointed by Medicare Advantage, HMO, PPO, and PFFS plans and standalone prescription drug plans and insurance companies holding Medicare contracts approved by CMS. Enrollment in any plans or coverage subject to insurance company approval. This information is not a complete description of benefits. Contact the plan for more information. Limitations, co-payments, and restrictions may apply. Benefits, premiums, and or medical cost share may change on January 1 of each year. You must continue paying your Medicare Part B premium.
Sponsored by Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Fox News Talk